Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Welcome to Monday. Yes, Monday, the 23rd of November. Thanks to the Southern California Toyota dealers for being a proud sponsor and partner of the Heidi and Frank Show. So you all survived.
We survived.
Yeah. Everybody survived?
Went to my first outdoor dining, Casa Vega on Sunday. It was fantastic.
How about that setup they got over there with that big tent and stuff?
It's amazing. They got all the plants. They made it very, very enjoyable. It's not the Casa Vega that we know and love, but it was awesome.
That might stop soon, though.
Oh, I know. As soon as we get home, we're like, wasn't that nice? It kind of felt normal. It's the first time we've done that. I'm like, that was just awesome. Alert goes off on my phone. Oh, no outdoor dining starting Wednesday.
Starting Wednesday, yeah.
That's not where people are getting COVID.
Yeah,
that's
what the
not.
Hell?
It is so, their protocols, it's like, all the waiters, everybody's, the wait staff's shields, masks, and gloves, and you have to wear masks to get to your table. The tables were, I mean, we were 12 feet from other people. I mean, it was perfectly set up.
But and now, they might, on Wednesday, more outdoor dining, so no indoor, no outdoor. Do you just drive by and they throw it in your face? I don't know. How are they doing it now?
Just throw a bag of nachos in the car, will you? Here, fill the Prius. Come on, fill the Prius with chimichangas.
I can't slow down like under 20. I mean, how fast can I slow down?
God.
They try to throw the food into my car.
That's not where COVID's happening, people. Mm. It's the dumbest.
I don't know. I mean, why would they come up with such a plan if it's not where it's coming from? I figure, go, okay, where have you been? Where'd you get it? Well, I do a lot of outdoor dining. Okay, maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Are a lot of people saying that? When they do the interview, because my daughter has COVID, and she got called by somebody at the CDC to say, so, you know, where you been? What you been doing?
She did?
Yeah. Do a post-interview of you got it. Now, let's see what you do. Do you go out a lot? You a super spreader, honey?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they gave her an interview. She's like, no, living home. Stay here. Have a dog. Walk the dog. So, okay, dog walking. Oh. That's how they come up with that kind of stuff. But, a lot of people say, well, I've been going out to eat a lot, you know, sitting outside on the sidewalk and eating. It's where I got it. Huh? All right. Mm-hmm. So, looks like, restrictions are going to be hammering down a little bit more. I remember back in March, that's how I discovered Omaha Steaks. Was because... Being locked in and having food delivered to your house in Omaha Steaks. I was like, man, I'm going to have Omaha Steaks.
Oh, fantastic.
On board again. I mean, yeah, they're saying you got to get toilet paper. You got to get your
meat.
Paper towels, your tissues, and your meats. Get your meats delivered. Omaha Steaks. I'll tell you about it a little bit after traffic.
Now, it's Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Yeah, things are getting more strict, I guess, with coronavirus surging. Pharmaceutical giant, here's some good news. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech requested emergency use authorization for their vaccine on Friday, teeing up the possibility for some Americans to begin receiving shots by the end of the year.
Nice.
Christmas dropping vaccine down that chimney.
Yeah, that's a real stocking stuffer. Just be like, what are we
doing? Oh, look what I got.
New Year's Eve's going to be off the hook.
Yeah, says the FDA will review the request December 10th. Well, why are they waiting?
Yeah, can we do that sooner? Wait,
you submitted your request last Friday. And they're going to review it the 10th of December so many things on the burners right now.
Yeah.
Let's back burn that vaccine.
We could probably put other thing on the back burner, let that simmer.
Hey, what else are they working on?
Yeah.
Nothing. This is it.
Maybe we don't understand.
Maybe we don't.
They got some cancer thing there.
Yeah, they're going to review the request December 10th. Some federal agencies with essential workers have reportedly told employees they could receive vaccines within 2 months. Federal agencies? Okay.
This is the FBI.
I'm an FBI agent.
Those guys will get it.
I need a vaccine. Yeah, they'll get it after frontline healthcare workers. They're the first.
Good.
Then a second vaccine from Moderna is expected to be submitted for review in the near future. So they'll probably get reviewed in January.
Sure, because what's the hurry? You know, we're only on lockdown for almost a year now.
Well, they've done, the FDA did grant emergency authorization for an antibody treatment from Regeneron. That's what President Trump received during, you know, his drug cocktail.
Yeah.
During his bout with COVID-19. So they did review that already. And
well, if that works, then why aren't we just use that?
Put that through. That's a, that's a treatment, not a prevention, not a vaccine.
Oh, gotcha.
This is if you got it. An old DT Jr., president's son, announced he had tested positive over the weekend.
It turns out cocaine didn't stop COVID, does it? I mean, allegedly.
It'd be a lot cooler if it did.
And it was...
Ooh, somebody's got a bat in the cave.
Just doing lines to prevent.
Did you know you had a booger in there, or did you hear it?
No, no, I did a nice blow before hair and makeup. I did a nice, yeah? Cleaned it all out. It's solid.
Maybe what's that in there? Just, my tumor? Just a flap?
My luck, it's a tumor. Okay.
Hey, a lot of people have those. I had a cyst in my nasal cavity, non-cancerous cyst.
How'd they get rid of it?
It's still in there.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have them take it out.
Ew. It's still in
there. I found
there.
Out I had it in there. When I had my issue with my teeth, I had a root canal.
Yeah.
Had a post put in so they could put a tooth on
the
post.
Yeah.
And then as they put the post in,
it hit a nerve.
Yeah, it went right to the tip. There's like nerves that run along the tops of your gums and then go down into your teeth. You know, that's when you look at the x-rays, you see them all go down.
Yeah, of course.
So that whole line of nerves up here, they. Right into it. With the tip. Yeah. And when I blow my nose, my face, my right side of my face would go numb like I had a stroke. Oh. If I blew it too hard, and then I'd be in serious pain for a while. And what happened was, I had that cyst in there, so I'd blow my nose really hard, and that cyst would like a
flap.
Like a punching bag on the in my nasal cavities. And irritate that nerve that was pierced by that post. And then my face goes limp and hurt, and then I get a serious headache.
Yeah, see, there's my back. Now you know my back. My nerves are just going, da!
Yeah, right.
Da, da!
Maybe that's why your ass is dragging now, because it's just like, it's all just like, had a stroke. You got stroke ass.
Yeah. I got myself some...
maybe like, yeah, once you...
I got Kirk Douglas booty.
Yeah, once you get your back all fixed, it'll be like, but
don't. Oh, I'm getting hot.
Ass
don't you even
up
think.
Again.
I'm getting boom. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a shelf on it.
Mama's getting hot. Trust.
Trust.
I'm not going through all this and not. No. Bitch is going to be back. Trust.
Bitch going to be back.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man.
So what was I talking about?
Oh, the cyst in your nose that you left. Why wouldn't you get that taken out? Because it's not causing any problems now.
Right. They said, a lot of people have those. You just never find, you know, they have
and
a problem
you wouldn't
with
have
it.
Known if it hadn't been for your tooth, well, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing my nasal MRIs, wherever they did, to find out what's going on. Just trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with me.
You're right.
Until one day I'm like, pull this tooth out of my head. I think it's that.
You were so desperate. Because the pain.
I just did it with just pliers. Just grab a hold of that post they put in there.
And that's why you've never gotten another tooth. You're just like, no, I'm not risking it anymore.
Nope, just had the flipper since then. Not sticking anything else up in there.
No.
But very, very common thing to have a cyst in your nasal cavity.
Wow. Who knew?
I know. The things you learn.
Bum, 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 bum.
Also, let's see. So Donald Trump Jr. has COVID.
Oh, yes, right.
And as did Senator from... Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, I don't know, and Rick Scott, a Republican out of Florida. Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani and personal aide to the president, also tested positive. So Rudy's boy's got it too.
I don't know.
And then finally, in breaking overnight news, AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford said their vaccine candidate proved up to 90% effective in late-stage trials.
Isn't that funny? Like, the others come out and they're like, yeah, we're 95. And then AstraZeneca's like, oh, hey, real quick, we have one too. Oh, it's, I mean, it's only 90, but we have one too. we already got two companies that are at 95, AstraZeneca.
Well, I think Pfizer came out and said we're 90, and then Moderna came out and said we're 95.
Oh, that's
right. And Pfizer, oh, well, we're 95 too.
Yeah, we're 95, like, we're 95.5.
95.5. Yeah, and AstraZeneca says this coronavirus vaccine in Canada is 70% effective on average.
Oh.
So the first set, like the first treatment, first shot is 90% effective. Next one is like 60-some percent effective.
Mm.
So you average it out, about 70-some. Mm. But then they'll go with, you know, we'll throw out, it's like a bell curve here. Let's throw out the low, throw out
the high. When we got our vaccines to go to school, I mean, are all vaccines like this where the, she's got her smallpox and measles. Now keep in mind, it's only 75% effective.
I think so.
So they're never, nothing's ever like, she definitely won't get the measles. Because she got this vaccine when she was 5. Curious.
I think.
This is just normal. This is like, nothing's 100%. Like, the flu vaccine's not 100%. You might still get the flu.
Right, that's true.
So.
Maybe you're just not around smallpox anymore. It's just such a rare find. If you maybe go to some, you know, remote foreign area.
I mean, sometimes you're around large pox, like if you run into Bryan Adams or Tommy Lee Jones or...
They got the large pox.
Yeah. I don't think there's a vaccine against that. I don't remember my mom telling me I got that.
Then you can get the Tupac.
I mean, rumors are you still can get the Tupac. Mm-hmm.
They said it died out a long time ago, but some are saying it still lives. That's what I want to get. I want to get Tupac.
No vaccine. I want it.
Yeah. One better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president.
Hey!
It ain't a secret of the seal, the fact the penitentiary's back when it's filled with blacks. But some things will. All right, I think we're over to our Tupac now.
Okay.
We've had our shot.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the flu vaccine's between 40 and 60% effective.
That's like an F student.
Yeah, that's how'd that even get passed?
You just do your best.
Okay.
I got a 40.
Yeah, they deliver it to your system in a short bus.
It may work, it may not.
All right, he's straight F's, but we love him.
Hell of a personality. That vaccine.
He sure does try.
That vaccine.
He's quite a hustler.
Lights up the room.
That kid.
Hmm.
No vaccine, athletic ability.
Vaccine.
Yeah, he's the Rudy of vaccines.
Flu-y.
So I guess that's good news. Maybe before the end of the year, we'll see a vaccine. The daily California coronavirus cases tripled.
Oh, goody. We're such winners.
As pandemic dramatically worsens. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, no.
Symptoms.
Oh, excuse me.
Wait, you turned your mic off and it was still that loud?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I get it from my dad.
What, he's just a big sneezer?
He doesn't sneeze much anymore.
No.
He's cremated.
I sometimes try to hold it in, I'll pop my back.
Yeah, I can't be risking that.
Maybe that's all you need, one good inner sneeze.
I realigned myself.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well. I can dance.
I shouldn't, but I can't.
Yeah, the coronavirus is now infecting more Californians daily than at any previous point in the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. Yes, the first coronavirus immunization in the U.S. could arrive on December 12th. So, okay.
Wait a minute. I thought they weren't even meeting about it till the 10th.
The FDA Advisory Committee is set to meet December 10th to discuss the Pfizer request.
And then 2 days later, it's out to people.
Yep.
Oh, come on. Then, yeah, why
can't
not?
We just skip them? I mean, if it just seems like it's all for show. It's like, okay, we got to send it down.
Why wouldn't you be talking about it today?
Like the lady who's in charge of signing something to get the transition over to Biden, you know, as president, and she's just some appointed secretary lady, and she won't sign it.
No. now. I'm not going to.
She's the most powerful woman in the world right now. Holding up America's democracy.
What's in it for me?
Donuts, surely.
Oh, well, which kind are you getting?
She don't care.
Oh,
she's just like, okay.
When you go, well, I'm going to get a dozen. God. What do you want? And they go, whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
You don't even have
I'll take that. That's what she says.
Yeah, I'll take
that. I'll get a dozen. What do you want? I'll take that.
Oh, Shirley.
Oh, you want a dozen? Okay, Shirley.
Throw in munchkins. Throw in some munchkins, too. I like those.
And tell them it's for me. They throw in a bunch of donut holes if you say it's for me. For free.
They know me.
They say, Shirley, give me some of Shirley's holes.
Shirley's holes. Why do they call them Dunkin' holes?
What?
Like at Dunkin' Donuts, they call them munchkins. But why not Dunkin' holes? Like that's kind of catchy. Dunkin' holes. I don't know. No? Maybe you don't want to have that with a breakfast item. Never mind. This is why I don't go to the meeting. I have it real quick. We could call them Dunkin' holes. No? Great. Shirley liked it. She told me she'd buy them.
It's Shirley fine. Will like anything that Dunkin' puts out. Saw that California Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantining after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus.
Huh, how is that happening? But they were all on lockdown.
I didn't. What? Someone at their private school they're attending?
Huh.
Oh, they're not learning from home, so has to be their private school or maybe that that waiter at French Laundry.
Yep.
Maybe. After you said you ate outside, we have pictures of you eating inside.
Is everybody a hypocrite?
Pretty much. But maybe that restaurant's just so damn good, and once you get a reservation, you just do not cancel. I heard it's really good. It's like one of the best restaurants in the world, they say. But it looks like it's someone's house.
I'm such a hillbilly that I think that's a bad name for a restaurant.
French Laundry?
Yeah. I think it's a laundry place. I want to know what makes it French. Is it a certain way they fold when they hand your stuff back to you? Like, I wouldn't know that's a restaurant. Well, how would I know that? French Laundry.
I think that it's what their goal is working. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, right. They're Why like, would I? I'm not in that upper echelon elite we're going to French Laundry tonight.
You won't just stagger in there.
No. I'm ordering takeout from Maria's Italian Kitchen. That's what's happening.
Yeah. You know, you like places where you know what you're getting.
Right.
You're getting red lobsters. That's what you're getting, so you know it's on the sign, okay?
Oh, yeah, that does. That just looks like somebody's house.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, right. Newsom, his wife, and four children, ages 4 to 11, all tested negative for the virus on Sunday. Newsom was notified Friday evening that a California Highway Patrol member who had contact with the three of his children later tested positive for the virus.
How would a Highway Patrol have contact with his kids?
They guard them.
The California Highway Patrol?
Yeah, they're like their security guards.
Really?
Yeah, they travel with them, keep them safe, public places.
You sure he just didn't have one of them come by to drive his kids around the yard and turn on the siren? That seems like something he'd do.
No, I read the headline too, and I go, wait. A CHP officer had contact with his children.
That
what
sounds
is
to
going
me like,
on?
Yeah, let's do a little fun ride along in the neighborhood, and I'll let you get on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, but
hey, kids, pull over. We're cops.
I mean, doesn't the cop wear a mask? Kids wear a mask.
Not when he goes home.
No. Yep.
But I'm saying if he's with the fan, how are the kids getting exposed if he has a mask on?
Well, they don't have it. They've
been
quarantined.
Exposed.
Is this a ploy for sympathy since everybody's giving him so much flack? He's like, okay, he got it.
Yeah, but I think it goes the other way. I think it's like, serves you right. Serves you right.
I don't think, if it was going for sympathy, probably not going to get any of it.
Yeah, no. When you're keeping all of us on lockdown, but yet you're not following your own rules.
Pick it to big. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Hope you'd die from it.
Nah.
No, you wouldn't say that to anybody.
No. Well, maybe some people.
I don't know. That's so mean.
Oh, come on. Terrorist pedophiles die.
Terrorist pedophiles? Are they separate or is this one terrorist?
Pedophiles. I'm sure there's terroristic pedophiles.
How about those?
Aren't pedophiles a terrorist? Anyway.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Depends, I guess.
So, yeah, I root for a bloody, horrible, can't breathe, I'm basically drowning in my own lung phlegm. Death on them. And I have no problem saying it. Come for me.
Right.
I don't care.
Well, you're not going to see those pedophile terrorists eating outside anytime soon. Yeah, LA County is halting outdoor dining starting Wednesday.
And so just when they've spent, like I mentioned Casa Vega earlier, They've spent so much money getting it to, you know, what it needed to be and sanitizing everything. And now this. It's like they can't catch a break. These restaurants can't catch a break. Doing all the right things.
They said that officials had earlier warned that if the five-day average number of coronavirus cases is 4,000 or more, or if the hospitalizations surpass 1,750 per day, all outdoor and indoor dining will be prohibited. And a five-day case average reached 4,097 on Sunday. That's why they're like, okay, so we topped the 5,000 mark for cases. But I still don't get the connection of eating on the sidewalk.
Or in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's where I was. I was in a parking lot.
I don't know what science they're basing that on. Or do they just put those in place? Kind of like what New York said. Hey, if it goes above 3%, we're going to have closed schools again. But I think that was a negotiating number. 3% because the teachers didn't want to go back because they were freaked out. And they were like, the number was 5%. He's like, tell you what, we'll do one even better. We'll go 3%. So now when it's on paper without any science, well, then it's not based on science. It's based on politics. And it's based on, you know, negotiating to get the teachers back in school. Or you just said,
they've
okay, we're
going
to make it a number of 4,000.
They've got to start telling us where they're finding these cases.
Hot spots.
But how has it happened? Like, how? That's what I want to know. Yes, they were from dining. Yes, they were from nail salons.
Obviously,
yes.
People listening to the show have it or have had it. Did you know where you got it? Can you pinpoint it? Call up. I think we can get 10 people call up right now who've had COVID and just find out where they think they got it.
I think
was
so.
Was it outside eating? Did you?
I mean,
you probably would go back. I mean, obviously, you're supposed to do that anyway. Just take your footsteps and, okay, where was I? And let me come into contact with all of you. Maybe I ought to tell you guys.
Right.
But will you ever truly know where you got it? Or it's just a hazy idea. Maybe I got it there.
I mean, this is the first time we've gone out to eat since this whole thing, sitting outside. We've not been doing that. So if I get it, I'd be like, well, the only thing I've done differently is I did that. That's it. Other than that, I haven't done anything differently. I go home. I do my same routine. I come here. So that would be the only different thing that I've done. So that would lead back to the restaurant.
What if I did something?
Right.
And you ran into me. Then you backtrace yourself. You're like, well, I went to eat outside.
Oh, right.
But yeah, nothing to do with you eating outside. But with me, what the hell did I do this weekend?
That's
right. Exposed myself to something that I came
right
talk to you.
Yeah, that's what you don't know. I think it's impossible to trace.
I know. You have some idea. Looks like nobody, people listening to this show don't have it. Maybe we are the cure.
Maybe we are. That's
we don't have one person listening to the show who's had it, recovered from it, and since March when this S hit the fan and we gave it a name and gave it a test.
How's your daughter feeling?
She's feeling all right. She did.
She had a bad day, then a good day, and then another bad day. It was our last.
Yeah, it's kind of like up and down. But she looks really good.
She looks good. She's tired. Is that was like a big like just?
I mean, but as far as like you know, her looking fantastic. I'm like, damn. Miss COVID's good for the skin.
Huh.
You're looking good.
So no trouble breathing, nothing like that.
She felt like that she was at altitude.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit like that. That's what she said last time I talked to her, which was on, you know, Saturday. Just a little bit of altitude breathing. But she wasn't at altitude, obviously.
She's yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, 818-955-5567 if you've had COVID.
By the way, I took a test over the weekend. Just to do it. Just because we're in the middle of a pandemic and I don't want to look back and go, I didn't even take a test that entire time. Who knows if I ever had it? So I just decided to schedule it. It was super easy. And kudos
nasal.
To them. They got it. Yeah. They've got it down to a science. It's so fast. I did it yesterday morning, drove through. I mean, they're scared to death of coronavirus because everybody driving through might have it. So they hand you everything with a large, you remember those claw things you could get at CVS?
Oh, yeah, the Raptor adapter.
Yeah, exactly. But with a 6-foot version of that, they hand it to you. And if you start to roll your window all the way down, they go, no, roll it back up.
Yeah.
And they just slide it through the tiniest crack in your window. You do it yourself.
You got to stick it up your own nose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
rough.
Haven't done that. They oh.
What, is there like a mark on the...
Nope. They say until you stop. And I guess...
Until you stop?
I got deep nasal cavities, you guys, because I go...
You're doing like a magic trick.
Right. It disappeared. It vanished.
And he pulled it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Wow, you did that? Yeah, you do it, Johnny. You're the magician.
You do the...
You shove it up your nose. There you go.
That was so good. I love magic.
It's like seal clapping.
I love magic. Close-up magic's my favorite, Johnny.
All right, we got Sarah on the phone. Sarah's had COVID. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Tell us about it.
How long ago did you have it?
I had it in April.
All right. And were you able to trace it back to where you might have picked it up?
I believe I actually got it at work. I went to work one day, came home, had a really bad headache. Later got a fever, had the chills, called out of work on Monday. And my boss called me back and said that somebody at work had tested positive. And so that's what prompted me really to go get tested, and turned out I was positive too.
All right. So you're,
and that's the only person who I knew I was somewhat in contact with, mm-hmm. That had it.
Now, did you further your investigation and try to find out where that person got it, or did you stop at just knowing you got it from that one person?
No. That person basically didn't return to work. So I never really got to follow up.
And how bad was your COVID? Was it just you had the flu for 3 or 4 days, or what did you go through?
No, I did actually have to go to the hospital. I had pneumonia.
Oh.
Had to be on the, I had a mask because I had difficulty breathing. So I was there for about a week. I had it for a good part of a month. But I eventually did recover and was able to go back home.
Damn.
Yeah, but it was scary because they didn't really know what they were doing. You know, they said we're gonna try this drug, and it seems to be working on people. So
yeah, because that was in April. So.
Yeah, we're gonna try that on you. It was weird.
They know how to handle it a little bit better now. Thank you so much, Sarah, for calling. Matthew just recovered from COVID. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, what's going on, Frank Army, an old school After Hours fan, going back to the Scotch Lobster days. What's going on, guys?
Well, Matthew, so you got it. Did you trace back to where you picked it up?
No, I didn't even bother because it's probably impossible to figure out or to pinpoint where exactly you got it. So all I did was isolate, and I drank tequila pretty much every day while I had it, and just waited 14 days, and my test came back negative, and I continued to party.
So your life didn't change really at all?
No, not at all.
So you didn't have difficulty breathing or feel like you had the flu or anything?
Nothing. No symptoms whatsoever. I did have a minor cough, but I have a cough every morning when I wake up hungover anyway, so I just thought it was drinking too much. But
right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for calling the show.
See, one girl ends up in the hospital. Matt has it and is fine.
And drank tequila.
You just never know which one.
Never had a symptom, so maybe tequila. It's the serum.
Yeah. You just never know how it's going to affect you. That's the scary part.
Leo had COVID back in June. Hey, Leo.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Leo.
All right. So where'd you pick it up? Do you know?
I think I got it from, staying home.
Staying home.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, actually, he came over with some food because we weren't going out to eat anymore. So he brought over some food, and we ate at the house, and the next day he called me and said, hey, man, you probably should get tested because I had a fever overnight. And then a couple of days after that, I started getting symptoms. The sense of taste and smell completely went away, and never got a fever or anything, but I did get, a headache for, 3 days, and it wouldn't go away. I tried everything. I tried aspirin and all that, Tylenol, and it didn't go away.
Now, as you know that you have had it, did you give it to anybody else that you know of?
Maybe my wife got it for me because my wife ended up testing positive too.
Well, yeah.
So it was me and my wife had it, and then my kids. I had two kids, and they didn't get it, but my wife and I had it, and we had a quarantine and all that, and that they basically didn't. Told us there's no way to treat it. Just stay home and write it out.
Write it out. Thank you so much, Leo, for calling the show. Yes, so I don't know how they can pinpoint a business and
it seems
their
so
protocols
unfair, yeah.
as being the spreaders and how that's going to change anything by not going out to eat outside on a sidewalk. Okay. if you're at the store, Heidi,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned people like touching avocados.
Yeah, you got to pick the one you want. Do you want to eat it today or you want to eat it 2 days from now? Depends on what you buy.
I guess that's true.
This one's like, I want it today for lunch on my sandwich. Well, I got to go with this one. But if I'm like, no, we're going to do that thing on Thursday, I'll get this one because it's a little bit harder and not ready yet.
So you have to.
You have to.
To handle your avocados.
And like, even when I do Instacart and stuff, I don't ever order fruits and vegetables from them because I know I need to do that. I can't trust some guy named Jonathan to pick out what I know I want. Nothing against Jonathans, but.
But how about.
I recently had a Jonathan and he'd screwed it all up. I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you screw it up if you're not even getting fruits and vegetables?
Okay, you do.
Like, what did he mess up on?
I ordered brie cheese, and he brought me a cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of look alike.
They're in totally different departments.
I know.
One's in the cheese department.
I'm guaranteeing he just Googled it, and it looked like a cheesecake.
Yeah, and he brought me a cheesecake, and I was just like, I'm not, whatever.
You know, that's a happy accident, though. Damn it, Jonathan, you brought me a cheesecake?
I'm so mad at you, but this is delicious.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I go to the store, I have to sort of feel what I'm buying. And that's cantaloupes, melon, all that kind of stuff.
What if they change policy right now? It's like, you touch it, you buy it.
Oh, that's all. So now we're going to like hotel rooms and the mini bars. You're like, oh, these peanut M&Ms. Oh,
if you picked it up, it's like, oh no, we charged you, even though you put it back down on the laser or whatever checkout fridge.
Boy, that'd be tough.
Touch it, you buy it. Or just trust the grocery store workers who load the produce. They've squeezed all the avocados and they know.
They put the ones that are ready today on top.
Right.
Or I just make him do it. I'd be like, can you grab that one there? Let me see you squeeze it. No, not that one. Put that one back. Get that other
How's
one.
That feel? How's yeah. that feel? Well, it feels kind of hard.
Nice melons.
Man, it's people out of work. They'll start avocado squeezers as a new job.
That's right.
Down there at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Not too hard.
Fruit knockers. Kung, 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 kung. Then you can listen to it while they knock on it for you.
No, not that one. Put that one back. Try another one.
Oh, I love fruit knockers.
Oh, fruit knockers.
Couple of cantaloupes. All right, is it time for traffic already? There is a COVID conspiracy theory that's been debunked. I'll tell you what that is after traffic. What's going on, Aki?
Factor traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today on November 23rd, you celebrate. We'll get on stage, Heidi, with Miley Cyrus. She's turning 28.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
Girl can sing.
The wrecking ball now is that it's the corona
virus. Oh, yes.
Spikes
yes.
all over it. Came in. Snooki's turning 33. It makes you feel Jeez. Old. Get on stage. Same with Corrupt turning 48.
Freaking, freaking. Freak if you want to. They want time if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Hornsby's turning 66.
That's just the way it is.
Some things will never change.
Birthday always remains the same.
Yeah.
Today's National Espresso Day, and 3 days till Thanksgiving. Start working out. Maybe just do like a really hardcore 3 day workout.
Preparing for Thursday?
Yeah. Get the pre meal workout. Or even having a meal this year. If you're not going anyplace, CDC says don't go anywhere.
Right.
Are you going to have Thanksgiving at home?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are.
But it's. Gonna be way different, right?
Smaller portions. We don't need to make 25 potatoes.
Yeah.
Maybe we do two potatoes and mash them up and make mashed potatoes.
There we go. And 32 days until Christmas.
That's insane.
All right, Heidi, what's in the news?
News brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. A staunch ally of Donald Trump yesterday said it was time for the president to end his futile gambit to overturn the results of the election. Who am I talking about? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said that Trump has failed to provide any evidence of fraud, that his legal team was in shambles, and that it's time to put the country first. Chris Christie went on ABC and said this, "If you've got the evidence of fraud, present it." He decried efforts by the president's lawyers to smear Republican governors who have not gone along with the president's false claims of voter malfeasance. He said, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment. And speaking of that, a federal judge dealt a death blow to the Trump campaign's effort to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's win for the presidency on Saturday by dismissing a closely watched lawsuit that sought to invalidate millions of Pennsylvania votes. Judge Matthew Brand, he's a U.S. District Court, Pennsylvania, said it's not in the power of this court to violate the Constitution. They were trying to come up with a decision hours after the final round of filings in the cases. Now, the judge said he wholeheartedly rejected the Trump campaign's attempt to throw out the Pennsylvania vote, noting that Biden has won the state and results will be certified by state officials today. Biden has a margin of more than 81,000 votes in the state. And two crucial pandemic unemployment assistance programs are about to run out. What does that mean? Well, it could leave 12 million Americans blowing in the wind just after Christmas. About 7.3 million independent contractors, gig workers, freelancers, and self-employed people will lose benefits provided by the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. And beyond that, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides 13 more weeks of payments after traditional state benefits are exhausted, is also set to expire. Some 4.6 million recipients will see these extra payments disappear unless Congress can hammer out extension measures or another stimulus package. Retailers are also worried about possible shutdowns amid the worsening pandemic that could eat into their holiday shopping revenue. And some are lobbying states to stay open as Black Friday approaches. And as we mentioned earlier, worth mentioning again in case you didn't hear, LA County announced yesterday it's halting dining at restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars for at least 3 weeks. That's going to start this Wednesday. Because of the surge in COVID cases, county officials had earlier warned that if the five-day average number of coronavirus cases is 4,000 or more, or if hospitalizations surpass 1,750 per day, all outdoor and indoor dining will be prohibited. And apparently we hit that number on Sunday, which means the closure will start Wednesday. Drivers, 2020 has been rough. Lots of changes to school, work, everything. And you know what hasn't changed? The speed limit. Wherever you're going, there's no rush. Slow the fast down. Go safely, California. Brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. Slow the fast down. That's your news.
Apple is producing a Tetris movie. Production will begin once all the pieces start falling into place.
Oh, nice.
And the experts debunk COVID conspiracy theory. Among the coronavirus conspiracy theories that have been tossed around is one that claims we've been ordered to social distance to weaken our immune systems. The idea is by not exposing ourselves to bacteria and germs from other people, our immune systems will stop building defenses. You've probably heard this one, but that's simply not true, says this expert, an immune system researcher at Yale University. You know why they call it Yale University?
Yeah.
I guess there's like, he was a donor back in the day. Obviously, they started the whole thing. But the guy who was like the biggest donor behind like all the money and building the university, his last name was Dumber. So they were like, well, we can't call it Dumber University. I'm sorry, dude. We got to go with Yale. So they called it after the other guy. Because who'd go to Dumber U? You wouldn't.
But we've all got those friends. So you're
little fun fact for you right there.
Wow.
Oh, anyway, this guy from Yale University. He says even when people are isolated, there are always plenty of germs around. He says we're constantly exposed to microbes. Our immune system is always being triggered, so it's not to weaken our immune systems. The debunk of the COVID conspiracy theories. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Don't forget, about an hour, Cassiosaurus Rex is showing up. I figured he'd be extinct by now, but no, we're going into another week with Cassiosaurus Rex sightings. Every day starting the day. Okay? So be on the lookout.
Okay. Sometimes you can feel it. The stomping.
So set out your glass of water and put it on your desk so you don't miss it.
Okay.
I mentioned touching, you touch it, you buy it policy. A lot of people... 58% of people think that should be new policy for everybody. You touch it, you buy it.
Same goes for my ass, fellas. You listening?
What?
Touch it, you buy it.
You're selling it?
Eh, sure, if the price is right. Listen, times are tough. You want it, you touch it, you got to pay for it.
How much for one good grab?
One good grab.
Just a handful, maybe a handful, and squeeze. There's two squeezes.
I'd take $100 for that.
$100 for a handful to squeeze? That's way too expensive.
No, it's not.
Absolutely. Sammy, how much for a handful of squeeze if you're selling your ass cheek? Just a handful of squeeze.
I wouldn't say it's that much.
I know. How much would you sell yours for?
Just a handful?
He wants to grab it like that and then squeeze your butt cheeks.
Just like that. That's
it. But now it's like, I don't want to like lowball it too much because I feel like it's nothing. I feel like it's like, oh, like $20. That's fine.
$20. No, girl, yeah, that's right. $20.
No, Sammy.
That's still on the high end.
It kind of is. I mean, like, that's all they're doing. They just squeeze my butt one time and then I get $20. Like, that's a deal.
Yeah, that is, handful, then squeeze. That's it.
Right. I mean, if I let five guys squeeze my butt one time, I have $100.
Yeah, but if I let one guy do it, I got $100.
No, because no guy's going to do that. See, that would get to supply and demand. And nobody's going to like go. If you can grab Sammy's ass for $20 down the street, why would I grab your ass for $100?
Well, I guess you'd have to squeeze both and find out.
All right, get over here. I have $120 on me. $120. You break a hundy. Yeah, you touch it, you buy it policy during the pandemic. Almost 6 out of 10 of us. So when you're out there shopping around the essential places that need to stay open, that have all the goods we need to live, and you watch people picking stuff up, how about we just say no fruits and vegetables until it's over? Because that's really the only thing that's acceptable to be picking up and touching. I mean, you don't need to pick up a box of cereal and then look at it and then put it back. Okay, you have your go-to. Yeah,
you know
box
you're getting
cereal.
Honeycomb. Don't pretend it. Like you're getting the cornflakes or the Cheerios.
Yeah, there's no point in picking stuff up and holding the bag or whatever container it's in.
No, you touch it, you buy it.
So I mean,
hold my bag.
The only thing you really touch is what, fruit?
Fruits and vegetables. Yeah, I mean
vegetables.
No, sometimes like when you go to pick up like the Frosted Flakes, you pick it up, and then you realize, oh, there's the family size for like a dollar more.
Let me get that one. You put the other one back.
And you grab that one.
Or sometimes they're label readers, especially if you're watching what you're eating. You're like, oh, I'm going to get
this. It says Frosted Flakes.
And I'll be like, oh, da, 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 da. Oh, that's got 10 grams of sugar.
You're not reading the label on Frosted Flakes.
Well, that's true. But some stuff, you're looking at it, you're going, oh, I'm going to get this. Oh, no, it's got 10 grams of sugar. Can't get this. Putting it back.
All right, meaning all diets are off limits. I mean, if I was governor, that's what my restriction would be. No more fruits and vegetables. So I get the kid vote.
I think, yeah, you've got the vote.
And no diets. So you
no
get,
diets
no
till
label
this is
reading.
Over. No diets till COVID is over and yeah. We are free to roam about.
And if you touch it, you buy it. And ass cheeks are now $10.
What?
No longer $20. Maximum price.
Well, if you want $20, you gotta let them grab both.
Yeah. Both. More if it faces me. Less if it's away from me. See?
We're just trying to solve problems.
Well, no, I'm governor. I've seen people who finger meat, too. Seen the meat fingers?
I've never understood that.
Oh, man.
What are you doing? You're not.
I guess. Just.
What are you feeling for? You're like, that's red. That one's red.
It'll be under the cellophane.
Yeah,
it'll
and there's
be
a big
a steak
hole.
There. Somebody go, pish. I don't know.
Is either. It to see is it kids do it? Maybe.
I mean, how the meat holds up as far as tenderness, toughness, and so you finger meat.
Yeah, of course I do. You go up
oh
there.
Oh my god!
You got to make sure that you get a nice tender piece.
Huh?
So don't you trust the butcher push? On that? I mean, he cut it up. He put it in that thing. They put cellophane over. He's cutting off.
I just go by
that's
looks.
That's why the guy gets paid. He's a butcher.
You can't trust the butcher on that. You got to do it yourself. You got to go up there and you got to put your finger right in that meat.
Oh, man.
You got to feel it.
Maybe you do a thumb when you grab it. You're like, no. Okay. I can see maybe, but not a finger. I don't know. I just go by looks. I go, yeah, that looks good marbled. That's probably good.
Well, I do the same thing with fruit. It's like, that looks about right. I don't really knock on bananas. I'm like, okay, it's
well,
okay.
Bananas, they kind of are like, hi!
Yeah.
You can eat me today! Or another banana's like, it's gonna be a few!
I'm a little green still.
I'm a little.
Yeah. You can
just a little tart.
I am no good. Very hard. Not very sweet.
Hard to peel me.
Mm-hmm.
As far as judging others and how they're protecting themselves and you, would you be okay with trying on something in a changing room right now? If you went out retail shopping, it's like, I want to go try this on, lady. And she'll go, okay.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that.
They unlock that for you.
No.
They won't let you try anything on.
No.
I've seen people just standing there at the rack trying stuff on because they can't go into a changing room. Like, well, okay, so.
We can kind of get an idea. It's like, oh, without this shirt on, this other shirt will probably fit fine. If I didn't have this shirt on underneath this
but
shirt.
But I've seen people try them on. So the whole point was to not try on something. And then if you don't like it, like, bought it.
Right.
That they don't put it back on your infested body.
I mean, it's the same thing if I order something on Amazon and decide I don't want it. I'm sending it back. I've still touched it, tried it on, or whatever, and I'm sending it
and
back.
And repackaging it and sending it off to somebody
that's
else.
It's all silly.
Had
it's
it
all
on. What? You're
silly.
Shaking your head no? They don't
no,
do that?
No, most of that stuff ends up in a landfill.
What?
Yeah, the Amazon returns.
Really?
Yeah, it ends up in a
How
landfill.
How do you know that?
Why?
Watch a little doc on it.
So what is the reason behind that, just throwing that stuff away?
Like, I order a sweatshirt from there, and I'm like, no, it doesn't fit, or I don't like it. I send it back. No one ever wears it again. It just they don't even give it away to the needy.
Just goes right, goes right into a landfill.
And they say they do that. Why?
It would take too long for them. They would lose money if they were to look
process
it over,
it and all
process
that.
It, make sure that there's no holes in it, or you didn't do anything to it. That process takes too long, so they just throw it right away.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe you're right, because I recently ordered a mattress from one of those box mattress places that are really nice, and they delivered it. Wife ended up not liking it, so she ordered a different box mattress from a different place, and so she wants to send the other one back. I don't know if you can send it back.
But usually they have the 60-day, you'll love it, 60 days or send it back.
They have that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we could send somebody out to get it, I guess, but if you just want to donate it someplace, we'll give you your money back.
Really?
Because if we can pick it up, it's just going to go to the dump.
It's going to go to the dump. So find somebody who needs a brand new mattress.
Right. So she gave it to me and told them that we need to pick it up. So could you give our money back? Sure.
What a scam!
Pretty much. If you want to get a free mattress, that's the way to do it.
I saw a woman at Costco. I couldn't even tell you what this item was. This was probably a year ago. It was a piece of clothing, but other than that, I couldn't tell you what it was. She had it taped up with like that clear packing tape in a ball, and then blue painter's tape. And she was standing at the counter going, I need to return this. And that lady was like, okay.
Oh, well, yeah. They'll take
and
back
I was
anything.
Like, I don't even know what it was. I mean, it was gross. It was just like this ball of, I don't know. They took it back.
So she returned.
Meanwhile, I'm always like, okay, do we have the thing? The receipt?
She's returning the tape. I don't need this anymore. I'm done painting.
And they're just like, no argument. It was just like, okay, we're right here. What?
And what do they do with all that junk?
Who knows?
Dump.
I mean, I guess, landfill.
Head down to the dump.
When you make that much money, I guess it's, what did they used to say about Bill Gates? If he saw a dollar on the ground, he wouldn't even stop to pick it up because he'd lose money stopping his day. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was like that. It's like, I'm so rich that I just put it in the dump. It's easier for me that way. It's insane.
Yeah, 45% of people say they wouldn't try something on in a changing room right now.
Well, yeah.
Because that's where we're all getting it. Trying on them pants and them saying, nope.
That's that sweatshirt.
That's what I hate trying on the most is pants. Mm. Don't you? Because then you got to take your shoes off.
Bathing suit, I think, for me, would be the old number one. That sucks.
What do you mean?
Trying
on number one thing.
Trying, that's
so
when
you said number one, like, it was a function.
No. I'll usually guess what I want, get it to go, and go home. I don't try on bathing suits.
Do you wear panties?
Well, you have to if you're going to
wear a suit. And you're not supposed to change, in the dressing room.
And there's nothing that
people are changing in the halls. I mean, they're just out there in the store changing.
And every lady knows there's nothing that looks better in a bikini than your underwear underneath your bikini. And it's like, yeah, I think this could be.
Sammy doesn't seem the type to wear panties when she's trying on bathing suit bottoms.
Of course I do. That's disgusting.
Okay, maybe you are.
But I will say, I don't know what you guys have been doing this whole time, but you haven't gone shopping because dressing rooms are open.
No, I went to a Target once.
Target's not going to because, well, because some places are open and some places aren't. And the only reason that some places aren't is because you have to sanitize the dressing rooms after every single person uses it. And Target doesn't have a person manning the dressing rooms all the time. They don't have people assigned to that.
Well, I think they should.
But that's only if they want people going in the dressing rooms and they just decided that it wasn't worth the risk for them. But you can, exactly like Heidi said, you buy it, you take it home, you try it on, you don't want it, and then you bring it back and return it
to them. You cry in the privacy of your own home, go, what have I done to myself? Why did I let this happen? And then you go back to Target.
I think if that's a business like Target that's being allowed to stay open because it's essential, then they should have somebody there employed as a sanitation dressing room engineer.
Well, they're allowed to, but they decided that they're not doing that.
But I mean, cost saving.
If other places can't stay open at all, it seems like we're allowing you to stay open. We've all accepted you as an essential business, so you can't fire people. You should have to hire more people who are out of work to be sanitation wipes.
Oh. Well, but it could be good for the other businesses that are only clothing, because then they're getting the business because they have their dressing rooms open because they're sanitizing their dressing rooms.
Right. Mm. Okay.
So many pieces.
Two sides of every coin, right?
Yeah. Unless you get that one weird coin, you're like, what is this? Looks like some sort of dice or something. It's got dots on it. This ain't no quarter.
That is a dice.
Oh, okay.
A die, actually.
Yes.
Free food samples. I mean, I haven't been to a Costco, but I think they've done away with free food samples for a while now since this whole pandemic. If somebody was offering free food sample, do you take it? I mean, where we live now, do you grab it or say, no?
Are they holding it and handing it to you, or is it sitting on a table? Big difference.
Yeah.
They're holding the tray. Ooh. And you get to grab it off the tray by grabbing said toothpick that someone stuck in it.
I probably wouldn't. Either way, I think, I don't need that.
Only if it's a Wetzel's Pretzels. I would have to. I still have to, no matter what. COVID be damned, I can't resist you. On it. It doesn't matter. I'd be like, okay, is it cinnamon?
Yeah, I think some people are so driven by the Costco food samples that they couldn't say no. They couldn't resist, no matter what it is. Like, okay. You guys have to.
Yeah.
And then there's always that weird thing, too, is like, they're looking at you like, good, really good. All right, well, here we have a coupon for it, a package.
No, thanks.
Like, no, that's all right. What? How?
Wasn't that good?
You just were like, nom, 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 but you don't want it? Don't you want to have that feeling again when you get home? Don't you
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Because you want to make the person in the hairnet feel fulfilled?
Yeah, like she offered me something that she thinks I'll think is tasty.
I mean, she doesn't own...
I know, the Adele Sausage Company. I know.
She just heated it up.
I know.
You can say, that sucks. She's like, really? You think it sucks? I better make something else.
Has anyone ever gone like, no, yuck. I doubt it.
That's what I do every time. Because the pressure of that got to me. And eventually I said, I can't keep pretending like I love everything. So now I pretend like I don't like anything.
And they give you another one.
I don't say, ooh, gross. But I go, okay, thank you. And I walk away. I just make kind of like a semi-disgusted face.
Okay, thank you.
But it's not
you.
Like, ugh, it's not rude. It's just like,
I go to that extreme. I'm just like, and I spit it in their face. How dare you, trying to kill me? And then I run off.
You just do that. Greg Grunberg did that thing where makes his eye all wonky. He goes, oh, that didn't have sausage in it, did it? She's like, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm allergic to whatever's in there. Yeah, 42% said they won't take a free food sample, even if it's offered. I think you're lying. I don't think you can help it. And then as far as touching the produce, 36% said they won't even touch it. So they've done away with just even checking
for
ripeness.
I'll tell you what is hard right now when you are in the produce section. You get those damn bags and you pull it. And to try to get it open without licking your finger a little bit and kind of going like this to get the end open.
Oh, right.
But you don't want to lick your finger in the grocery store. So you're just like,
Why can't you lick your own fingers in the grocery store?
Because you've been touching stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So now
that's
it's like this, and you're trying to get the bag.
You just handled those avocados that everyone's been touching.
And now I'm trying to dry finger a plastic sack to try to get it to open. And
that's
you're
worse than a dry finger, huh? Trying to get something open.
You so badly want to just go, like, if I could just do this, I could open it like 2 seconds. Like, not even, just a second. But you can't. So you spend your time.
Why don't they have alcoholic moisture sponges?
Oh, like they do at the baggers have. They've got those on the at the end of the.
Yeah, but they're the only one touching it. So yeah, you got everybody's finger on it and has to have some alcohol base. So it's like, so it kills everything it touches.
And you can open your bag.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Gelson?
Still a billion-dollar idea. Alcoholic sponge.
Of course, sponges. We catch Frank over there going, squeezing
it. These are tasty.
Those, sir,
are you trying to kill me?
Sir, those.
That's not a food sample, sir.
It's our disinfectant sponge, sir. Sir.
Yeah, here's another reminder not to drink any hand sanitizer to try to kill coronavirus or for any other reason. 7 people in Russia were killed when they drank their hand sanitizer after the party they were at ran out of booze.
That's not vodka. I don't feel so good, Boris.
I drank hand sanitizer. We just learned about booze. How much do you have to drink?
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot. Mm.
God.
I'd imagine quite a bit, but who knows?
Do you have any more bottles of Blackened? I drank all that.
No, you didn't finish that Friday, did you? No.
I did. Yeah, drank it all.
Wait, Gavin Rossdale was in here.
Yep.
How was that show, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I went to the Bush concert in your car series.
Yeah.
Bush concert. It was good.
Great.
Yeah, they put on a great show. I mean,
do you like seeing a concert that way? Like, did you, like, this is cool?
It was different.
Yeah.
Where I think it's something that might continue on.
Did you face in or did you turn so that your back, your Tundra's back was...
No, I had the bed of the Tundra.
Towards him.
Towards the stage. But it's, you know, and the way they've set it up, you know, the cars are around the stage. It's not all just on one side like it's a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
So they had him in a circle around the stage. But, you know, and he would come around back, you know, on that side every now and then. But the drummer was always facing one direction. So you really knew where the front of the stage was.
Right.
And they had, you know, big screens so you could see the band. But we were backstage in that sense.
Because you were behind the stage.
So as I was watching the screen, I could see what the camera was hitting in the front of the stage, but I was behind the stage.
Oh.
So
you always were at the back of the drummer.
Yeah. So I was always just watching the back of the drummer. I was like, this kind of sucks. Why didn't they put on like a big Lazy Susan?
Yeah, like theater
and
Lazy
Sues that guy around. So it's like, hey... This group gets this song, this group gets this song, and just kind of just do
a little
rotation thing. Just didn't spend the money, just spend it all on scaffolding.
So did you, just depending on, was it like a general admission sort of thing? Like you get there, that's your whatever spot's available, or are you on a ticket, it says P7, where you're like, okay, this is where we got to go. Like how did that work?
They gave me a row.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess if you did have pickup trucks or something like that, then you were further away.
Oh.
In case someone had a small car, they were parked behind you, they couldn't see the stage. So they tried to set it up that way.
Got it.
But yeah, it was cool. What you don't get is the just random people dancing. I mean, at some point, and there was no opening act. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you can only... By the end of the shows, when you just got drunk enough to where you wanted to dance out in the middle of the parking lot and didn't care who was watching.
Yeah.
Because at a normal concert, you know, if you're down there on the floor... And people are tight. No one can really see you dancing. So everybody's kind of dancing, you know, because nobody can see each other dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Here you kind of stand out. It's like, look at that guy dancing.
In the bed of his truck. He's hammered.
He's so wasted if he falls out of that truck. Let's watch.
Well, maybe they'll do. Yeah, they'll probably start upgrading if that's what it's going to be. Then that Lazy Susan idea is awesome. Like,
and then there's always that one group or couple in every crowd. Who just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're parked and you're supposed to stay, you know, around by your vehicle. So everybody's, you know, 6 feet separation. So, and they kind of staggered you a little bit. So it's even to make it even more that you're away from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would get out of the cars, they would walk up to the stage. So there was a whole, and there was this one couple. I'm like, hey, look, there's a guy and a girl standing right there, right in front of the stage. Nobody else is around them because You're not supposed to be up there. Right. I don't know how they got in there.
But they're
had their mask on.
Well, at least they
had two of them standing there looking at the band. I felt bad for Gavin. I was like, that's got to be awkward. Yeah. Just got two people standing right here.
Like, there's no security to go, sir, ma'am, you got to go back to your car.
Great show, though.
Awesome.
Puts on an awesome show. Guy can sing.
Oh, yeah. But how did you hear the music? Was it through the like a radio speaker or like a certain frequency?
They did have it tuned to a frequency, but...
you could hear it with windows down, right?
But that was a tiny bit delayed from what was going on the stage. And you could hear it from the stage. I don't know. It's like, all right, it's not going to be, you know, that crazy loud coming from the stage. So turn on your radio and turn it to 89.7 or some wavelength no one uses. And, but no, you could hear it fine. Yeah, put up some speakers and just crank it.
Right.
It'd be fine. It's just like, it's tailgating concerts. Mm. So that might stick around.
Well, at least you get to go to a concert.
For certain bands. That, okay, 250 cars show up, you're going to get 250 fans come out, or car loads. Sure. So it was like I had a ticket for a car. And as many seat belts as my car legally had, could bring people.
You can't fill the bed of the Tundra.
No, I couldn't have a bunch of people riding in the back. But that's how it worked.
Nice.
Felt good to get out, especially with everything happening as far as closing down again. Yeah, another weekend, another underground swinger sex party gets broken up in New York for violating the coronavirus restrictions, and I can agree with that. I mean, it's a swingers party.
Well, it sounds like you could still...
With 80 people.
Ooh.
80-person swinger party.
No! Maybe that's how COVID is... Let's not shut down the old Casa Vega outdoor dining.
Well, this was underground. The numero uno. This was underground.
But it's 80 people. Then they're going to go all... Blah, 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 and then they're going to all go out into the world.
Right.
That's probably what's... this. Talk about super spreaders in more ways than one.
Wasn't this, always kind of underground swingers parties? Or was it just out in the open?
I don't think it's out in the
open. It's like, hey, a swingers party this weekend down there at the Grove.
No. Or four doors down, Hey, those guys down there, they're having a swingers party on Saturday if you guys want to stop by. What? Stop by? What do we bring?
I think you can stop by the swingers parties.
I don't know.
I think you can.
You can.
I don't think I can as a
single
guy
man.
By myself or like, as taking the fellas here. Let's go to the swingers party.
We'd have to pair up.
You'd have to bring women, I think. I think women can go by themselves. Men, for some reason, we can't go to a swingers party by ourselves.
You just want to go watch, that's all. What do you bring? Like, hi.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to play with myself in the corner.
Yeah, I won't even... You'll barely know I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't even worry.
I won't even make eye contact with you. An 80-person orgy. Not everybody could have been doing it. I mean, maybe there were spectators where you go and you just watch
Shows. Couples go because they're not involved, but they like the excitement of watching other people, and that makes us turned on for each other. Or gets us hot, and then we go home and do it.
Think you could do
like
that? Think you could go to a swingers party and just observe?
Sure. I like watching people have sex. Yeah.
You do?
Sure.
How do you know that?
Well, I've seen people have sex. Not in real life. But
I mean, I'm talking real life.
Yeah, that's the piece that's all the
smells. You were in the same room
with
your college roommate, and she was getting...
Yeah, but she didn't know.
But you were awake, and you were looking at her.
I was watching the silhouette and listening to the sounds and smelling the smells.
Oh, you could smell the smells?
Of course. Oh, it was right there.
How close were you?
I mean, close.
I mean, you could have reached out and touched her?
Not that close.
Ew.
But, I mean...
figure if I'm going to be smelling stuff, I better be that close.
Yeah, I mean...
You're across the room.
It was a small room. But, yeah, I mean, the body... Like, they're going at it, and the sweat, and the body odor, and the sex smells. Come on.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, I'm
you
sorry.
You smelled sex smells before when you were in your three and four ways?
No. Yes. I don't have sex with stinky people.
It's not about that. It's the smell of sex. When you go into a room, you're like, people had sex in here. Johnny, it's not a bad smell. I'm not saying that. It's just there's a very obvious smell.
Oh, no. Anybody else?
Johnny.
Yeah, it's a little sweaty.
It's a little
sweaty smell.
It's, yeah, there's a...
Like sweaty what? Sweaty butt? Sweaty butt?
I mean, I guess it would have to be, right?
Sweaty pit? Sweaty things that rhyme with pits?
That doesn't seem like good sex to me.
Sweaty
sex? It smells like sweaty D's in here. Somebody had some good sex. It smells like sweaty D's.
Eric has no sense of smell, so he doesn't understand.
I don't understand it either.
Pheromones,
that would
Frank.
Gross me out.
Pheromones.
Pheromones. Maybe I'm just not in tune to everybody's pheromones.
Well, yes. I mean, but if you're in tune with each other, it's you're gonna walk back into a room you just banged in and be like, damn, yeah.
No,
it's not your own, and you're not turned on by that.
Sex clouds wherever I go, or it's like, I must have banged somebody.
Yeah,
in here.
Because you know what you do. You get dressed and leave and never go back to that room for at least 24 hours. Issues. But if you do happen to go back and go crawl back in bed, you're like, I can smell.
My goal
us.
Is not to stank up a place so much so that you could walk in later and know I was there.
Well, not half an hour. I'm talking 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Leave to go do something, come back in the room and be like, yeah, that's us. That's hot.
Like somebody hit a skunk. What the hell? Somebody hit a skunk in here?
It always smells like skunk at your house. Are you kidding?
That's what I'm saying. There's certain places that you're supposed to smell like, okay, so I'm catching a whiff of something. Sex ain't one of them. Where I've been sitting in my, in my backyard going, I smell someone smoking weed in the neighborhood.
If you have had sex with a woman.
I don't go, someone's getting plowed right now.
No, if you had sex with a woman and you had a good session, just like sweaty session, and then maybe you're going to...
I don't sweat during sex.
But maybe you got her really glistened up and then you smell her skin from all of her pheromones and you smell her skin. It's a certain smell.
B.O.
Pheromones, not B.O.
What's the difference between B.O. and body odor? I mean, sometimes you're like you smell someone's pits and you're attracted to them, but that's their stank.
Right.
So that's B.O.
No, it's not B.O.
You have sex till you have B.O.?
It's glistening skin, that moist skin. It's got the pheromones in it.
I just don't naturally reek. I guess I haven't been used to that since I didn't grow up that way. I just don't stink.
Maybe you haven't been done right. I'm going to do you till you're stinky.
I don't want to be done till I'm stanky. It just seems like something's overdone. Everybody else agree?
You're missing out.
Everybody, I mean, you don't think you had good sex unless you stank afterwards?
It's not stink.
No, I don't agree with
that. Thank you. I thought
that.
I was going insane.
But I do think that everybody's different. Like, I'm not a sweaty person in general. Some people are. So I think for some people who are sweatier, maybe that is true. Right. I know it's gross, but like, I'm just not really a sweaty person.
Have you been with a sweaty guy?
Of course.
Where he's like dripping sweat on you?
Yes.
And you're like,
guys are sweaty human beings. Yeah. Yes. But you can't be grossed out. It's not their fault. It's a human.
And if you're into them,
if
you're into that person, what I'm saying is that you like that because it's like, they're pheromones because you're into that person. So that's.
No. Sorry. Because see, I could drop falling off your nose onto my lip. No.
I had that happen once with a guy who was giving me a massage. He was a sweaty guy, and he dripped on me, and I was like, talk about.
He was giving you a massage.
You're like a massage therapist.
Right.
Not somebody I was having sex with, like an actual massage therapist.
He's professional, and he dripped, and it hit your mouth.
And he was really, it hit my face. And I was like, I can't wait for him to stop and to do another thing that I know he's in another thing. I could just wipe my face real fast.
Well, so now you understand what I'm saying.
Well, because I'm not into him.
What if he was going, it's not a good massage unless I'm stanking afterwards, and he's the masseuse. It's like, no, don't be sweating and stanking
on
me.
No, but if I'm having sex with somebody, chances are I'm into them. If we sweat together, that doesn't gross me out even a little bit. No.
I can't take it.
Oh, my God. Come on.
No.
Am I the only one?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, great. Wonderful. Oh, I know Johnny likes it sweaty. And I know you do. I know it. You cannot lie.
I just read it. I was reading the story about the swingers party, and they said that the police found people drinking and eating at a buffet.
Ew!
All that sweaty going on.
Eat after. Like, work up an appetite, go home and eat. A swingers buffet.
Yeah, nothing but hot dogs and clam strips.
God.
At the swinger buffet.
That's
818-955-KLOS is the number. 818-955-5567. Don't forget, in half an hour, you want to text the Cachosaurus keyword, but you have to find out what that keyword is when he shows up. So keep it here on 95.5 KLOS. We are Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. A guy in the UK was so lonely, working from home during this pandemic that he bought two geese to keep him company. You know, that's what you would do, right?
First thing, top of mind.
I'm so lonely. I get a couple of geese in here. Solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they made so much noise with their honking, his neighbors filed a complaint. Now he has to give them up.
And all the pooping. Goose poop everywhere.
Yeah.
Sir, get a dog, a cat.
This guy should be investigated.
There's other animals that aren't going to...
This guy should never have animals. The fact that he went straight to geese.
That's a little
curious.
That
he's going to be home alone with two geese.
Maybe that's why all the noise was coming from.
Oh. Those are honks of shame.
Oh. You like cat? You like cat?
Huh? I'm going to stuff my Christmas goose tonight, aren't I? Yeah.
Duck, goose. Except it rhymes with duck.
Suck.
Suck, 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 goose.
Suck, goose. Suck, suck. Oh, no. My no. God.
Yeah, you're right. He shouldn't have animals. I'm on
he should be investigated. I'm mm-hmm. telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny, you read about the orgy?
Oh, yeah.
80-person orgy?
Yeah.
Because they got busted, so they said that some people were at the buffet. So they weren't even watching. They were just at the buffet eating.
Just eating at a buffet.
Oh.
Man.
I mean, is that one of those things, do you just stand with your plate at something like that and just watch? Okay, those two really going
out. It's all
walk
finger
around
foods.
With it. Yeah, you walk around with it. I mean.
I like Chick-fil-A nuggets. It's like when you're going to an 80-person orgy and you can just.
Smell it.
And I like their gold color.
Taste it. Feel it.
My God. Every time I hear that commercial now, I just bust up. I cannot help it. I wonder, was that musical riff written before the interviews? And they were like, well, these two are a couple of gems. Doom, 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 dee, doom. Do, 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 do. It's almost like, let me emphasize how stupid these people are.
Or did they do the interview?
Or they go, wow, that's a really, really stupid guitar riff. So let's if you are completely dumb, audition, because we got to put something over this guitar riff. Boom, 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 beep, boom, beep, boom, beep, boom. It's like it's a cartoon version of a slow brain walking.
Yeah.
No, never.
We may never know, Frank.
It does make me want some nuggets, though.
Yeah.
It's working.
They're golden.
I just want to have a comfortable nugget in my mouth.
Comfortable. This food is very, I find it very comfortable. What? What does it mean? It's like comfort food? No, it's different.
They're so comfortable, I wish I could wear them as pants. But I can't, because they're nuggets.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love.
See,
it's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house.
Because they are made with love.
Is that the dumbest guitar riff ever, like to emphasize stupid?
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious.
And it was edited.
It's just comfort
food. It's edited.
Yeah.
She couldn't even get that full sentence out.
Yeah, what
real
did,
guests
make
for their testimonial.
Okay. Yeah, a guy in India who's battling coronavirus is now also battling blindness and paralysis. He was bitten by a black king cobra.
Whoa.
During his recovery for COVID.
Can we, hey guys, real quick, while I'm here recovering from COVID, could we keep the snakes and stuff out of my room?
They quarantined him to the snake room.
Oh.
You go sleep with the cobra, Bill.
You'll be fine. They're not going to bite a sick person, stupid.
Yeah, did the cobra get it?
Oh.
From biting Bill?
I wonder. We got to know.
I don't know.
And if they don't, then there's something in cobras that doesn't get COVID.
Yeah, in a desperate move to get people back on the seas, cruise ships have asked for volunteers to, let's, you know, we've got protocols now. We're not going to make you pay for it just in case it didn't work.
Great.
So, volunteers to go out on a cruise so we can prove once and for all that it's safe on the sea again. So?
Anybody?
Yeah, there's still tons of people who are willing to get on a cruise ship right now. Royal Caribbean has already had 100,000 people volunteer.
Man.
For their offer to take a free cruise to test the coronavirus safety measures. And another company called Sea Dream Yacht Club a cruise ship company dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak on its, you know, ships during a voyage meant to show that it's safe to go sailing again. Says they had 7 people on the vessel test positive.
It's safe to pack a cruise ship with 2,300 or so people, but we can't have 12 tables at a Mexican restaurant outside in a parking lot. See how none of this makes sense?
It doesn't. But it's the world we live in. Insane. Mm-hmm. Like this Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. What's that known for?
Punxsutawney Phil, groundhog.
Right. Well, they've canceled the annual ceremony for Groundhog Day next year already. They'll still hold the event, but with no crowd, you know. So you'll only be able to watch it online. Great.
So it's just a guy in a tux holding up a groundhog who's also in a tux.
I don't think the groundhog wears a...
I think he does, doesn't he? Doesn't he wear a top hat or something?
No, everybody does. The ceremony.
The groundhog doesn't get fixed up at all, dressed up at all.
No, it's a groundhog. Why is he getting
dressed? But he's famous. He's Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, but he's not famous for his top hat.
But
he's famous for seeing his shadow.
So they don't do... why am I picturing him in
Because the people around him wear like these gray trench coat things.
Yeah.
It's very festive.
Right.
For the top hats.
Yeah.
Gloves.
And the groundhog is just naked.
Groundhog's naked. See, he's the only one dressed up.
Okay, I guess.
The handler.
Do you know why Johnny had that picture so ready to go?
Because
you ask this every year.
Do I?
Yes, yeah. I have Groundhog Day right now because you constantly, every single year, imagine him wearing a top hat and a suit.
Well, I got you, babe. That's the joke.
I'm out.
I do the same thing every year. That's my joke.
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
Have you seen your shadow? Do we have 6 more weeks of this or not?
I've seen my shadow. It's too big. It's bigger than it was last year. I saw a funny meme this morning. It said,
"It's so big, it's now just an eclipse."
I saw a meme this morning. It said, "I'm wearing something that I wore 5 years ago." I mean, it's a scarf, but still, I'm trying to be positive.
That's still a little tight. I squeezed in it. Yeah, a restaurant in New York City is going to become the first one in the country to require a coronavirus test to even eat there. So I guess they're going to have it be
rapid
open.
Rapid testing, yeah. Wait 15 minutes.
And they're going to charge you $50 per person to take that test.
How badly do you want to go out to eat?
But at least you get to, in this place. Get to eat indoors because they're making you a test.
Everybody's been tested.
$50.
So it's just like getting that little pager and get your test. And then they're like, go ahead and the pager will go off when your test is cleared.
But you have to be a pretty damn good restaurant.
Yeah.
To be able to charge $50 just to get in the door to eat it.
You don't think it's going to be like a Chili's or something like that? You think it's more of a French laundry situation?
Yeah, it's not going to be Chili's or TGI Fridays. Hey, what? Nope.
It's COVID Tuesdays. Come on down to TGI Fridays. What?
In Australia, outdoor parties are limited to 30 people.
That seems like a lot of people.
It's what's happening everywhere. I mean, the insanity, the desperation to do something. Outdoor parties limited to 30 people in Australia, but outdoor weddings can have 150.
What's the difference?
So, 2 dudes got married.
Yeah, why not? We want a party.
Even though they're both straight, so they could have more people at their high school graduation party. So they got married. So it's technically a wedding. Pointing out the absurdity. And according to an employment attorney in Arizona, your job can probably require you to get a coronavirus vaccine when it's available.
Really?
And let you go if you say no. Ooh. Like the employer protections in that case. Hey.
Forcing me to put something in my body that I'm scared to or don't agree with? That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, that's exactly what this says.
Right. Right.
No, but he's saying.
No, but it's not. That's never going to pass. That's what I mean. It's never going to pass. There's no way.
In the opposite, where, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen and you're going to lose, according to this employment attorney saying, well, you know.
No way, yeah. Can't force me to put something in my body.
I mean, the flu vaccine that they used to pump through us every flu season.
Yeah. Companies would offer it for free.
It was an optional thing, so you wouldn't have to go get it. the flu guy came to you and he'd inoculate everybody at the workplace for just in time for flu season, but it was not mandatory.
Right.
I mean, you didn't have to get it if you didn't want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But just a precaution.
I remember when we were all waiting in line, and Frank, in typical Frank fashion, everybody's getting their shot, We're chit-chatting in line, and then I go to get mine, and right after, Frank goes, oh, my God, he did not change the needle out. He didn't change the... I was watching. He didn't change the needle between people. And I... The panic, the hot, sweaty panic that set in my body, I was like, what? And you're like, gee, I'm joking. My God. But, I mean, he got me good. Knows just how to get me. I was watching. He didn't change needles in between people. I was like, oh, that's how I'm dying.
How'd that make any sense?
Frank, I don't...
It's individuals.
I wasn't paying attention. And
what's
then
he
you
drawing
were,
from? Big old vat of flu were, vaccine.
I didn't know because I wasn't paying attention. And then you're like, somehow you could see him. And I flipped out. Ugh. Got me good.
At least I got mine first before you, so I didn't have that double penetration. You got DP'd that day. Sammy, I know that you're in the camp of not taking it once it's available, vaccine.
Right.
What do you think of this news from this attorney out of Arizona? That you could get let go if you say no.
That our company could say, no, if you want to work here, you have to get the vaccine.
That's illegal.
Right. There's no way.
That's illegal what?
You can't force me to inject something into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you put it in the form of shots.
Yeah, there's just...
Dump that in her Bud Light. Yeah. She'll be fine.
But not in the first one. She might notice it. Let her have three or four.
Yeah. Let's get her beer bong ready for her. We'll just pour it in the top once she's down there chugging.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, I don't. I mean, like at a company like this, probably not. But I don't know. Like healthcare workers could I
now here's
a hospital
case.
Force
if,
them?
You know, your company is Tyson Foods. A family has sued Tyson after a worker at one of their plants in Iowa died from coronavirus. Okay,
okay.
Why are they suing? Because they had remain open. Remember?
Yes.
The meats. Back in March,
right.
Like, no, they're packing plants. They've got to stay open. They've got to keep people fed. Well, they're suing Tyson. Says that the supervisors made bets on how many workers would catch the virus. So that's what they're suing on. It's like, oh, so you knew by being open that we're going to get it. And you guys had a pool going to see how many employees would catch coronavirus. And one did and died. So, yeah, we're suing you for that.
Whoa.
Might have a case.
Yeah,
there.
For sure.
And the CDC updated its guidelines on Thanksgiving, advising no one to travel for Thanksgiving. Just stay at home.
Done and done.
Make yourself a turkey sandwich.
We're doing Cornish game hens. They're teeny tiny little things. We're going to do two.
Yeah?
Not that big a turkey fan.
But won't
anyway.
You feel like a giant?
I will. Like, we've talked about
it. Look at me eating turkey.
Carving.
Hey. Yeah.
Giant. We're going to have a giant Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever the hell the holiday is. It all runs together.
You got to make all the food super small then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I'll set
take
the table.
A picture of the table, and then you're in the picture, and you're huge because everything is so small. Little tiny rolls. Little tiny green beans.
Yeah. Okay. I could do that.
Why yeah, not? Do that, please.
I will. Ah. I'm enormous. I did feel weird buying them. I was like, so bizarre.
I feel like you're eating like a baby turkey.
Well, and then I had to look it up because I was like, wait, are Cornish game hen, are they baby chickens? You know, and I was like, well, I'm like veal, you know?
No.
No. They're like, they're fully matured because I was like, well, I don't want to eat them if they're babies.
I don't know if it was TikTok, but saw some video where a kid was... taking, like, the mother was videotaping and making him clean out what's inside the turkey.
Yeah.
That's where they felt the innards and that bag of stuff and the neck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the kid pulls out the neck. He thought it was the turkey's penis. And he's like, ugh. He's like, she's like, what are you I think it's a boy, Mom.
Oh, my God. Like, a turkey's going to have a dong that big.
It holds up the turkey's neck. Like, oh, I think it's his penis.
Because it's got all that little, like, that skin, that little goosebumpy skin. It's his neck, son. Don't worry about it. You're fine. It's still gross. Don't get me wrong.
He's dry heaving. I love watching people dry heave. It's so hilarious.
Welcome to the Malort Challenge.
Yeah, you want to dry heave?
By the way, did you get... There was somebody posted something online about there's eggnog Malort.
Uh-huh.
And somebody was like, oh, no, Heidi. And I was like, this better not be real. And she goes, Frank already ordered some. Is eggnog Malort a real thing?
Yeah, I think so.
And they also I don't even out, like eggnog, so now you're mixing it with
they also came out with Malort Seltzer. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Gonna have to get all that stuff.
No, we don't. We really don't.
Oh. All right, Heidi, what you got in the news?
News brought to you by Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. President-elect Joe Biden is set to make his first round of cabinet announcements tomorrow. Antony Blinken, a longtime foreign policy advisor who served in the Obama and Clinton administrations, is expected to be Biden's pick for Secretary of State. Former Obama administration official Jake Sullivan is the top contender for national security advisor. And Linda Thomas-Greenfield, an African-American woman with a long career in foreign service, is the likely pick for U.N. ambassador. And meanwhile, President Trump is continuing his attack on the election results as key states certify their official counts before the December 8th deadline. His campaign has successfully requested another recount in Georgia, though it's unlikely to reverse Biden's win there. More Republicans like Representative Fred Upton of Michigan and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan are beginning to publicly tire of Trump's baseless election fraud claims. And speaking of that, Michigan's election board could deadlock today on certifying the state's presidential election results for what could be the first time in the state's history. The board, comprised of two Democratic and two Republican appointees, is supposed to be a routine sign-off. But Republican President Donald Trump and his team of lawyers have been working to overturn election results in Michigan and other key states through lawsuits and false claims of voter fraud. Even if the board does not vote today to certify, legal experts don't expect it will pose a serious threat to appointing the state's presidential elections. And some exciting vaccine news is lightening up otherwise grim pandemic development. Drug company AstraZeneca says its new vaccine, developed with the University of Oxford, is about 70% effective, with one of the dosing regimens showing up about 90% effective. The UK has already ordered 100 million doses, and the drug maker will send data to other countries that will allow conditional or early vaccine approval. Regeneron, that's that experimental antibody cocktail given to President Trump during his bout with the virus, received an emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration over the weekend. Now, across the U.S., places like Nevada and right here in Los Angeles and L.A. County are continuing to tighten COVID-19 restrictions as the holiday season begins. Health leaders say family gatherings could lead to catastrophic spread of the disease. But one in three parents say they think such gatherings are worth the risk. One in three are risking it. And California Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantining after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. Newsom, his wife, and four children ages 4 to 11 all tested negative for the virus yesterday. Newsom was notified Friday night that a CHP member who had contact with three of his children later tested positive for the virus. The CHP provides security for Newsom and his family, and it said Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Newsom, did not have any contact with the officer. The Newsoms were not tested until yesterday. Yes, advice from health professionals to improve the accuracy of the test. Have your groceries delivered from Stater Brothers in as little as an hour. You can order online at staterbrothers.com with Instacart. Quality and convenience delivered, and that is your news.
Donald Trump is demanding another Georgia recount. The only people who lose in that state more than Trump are the Atlanta Falcons. Lost another one yesterday.
Johnny's sitting pretty,
Johnny,
though.
Johnny, 10-0.
Yeah, baby.
Amazing.
Look at that, Steelers. Oh, looks like the Patriots dropped one yesterday, and the Broncos picked up a W. So I think we're tied again, Sammy.
We are tied.
On our bet of who's going to get more victories, the Patriots or the Broncos this year. My God. How sad is it to watch?
We had some injuries. Burkhead got injured. Yep. Edelman's out. I think we did pretty well for our circumstances.
Pretty well. Pretty good for a loss.
Yeah, we still look good. Bird did great. I don't care.
Looks like you had a victory yesterday at the Cowboys, didn't you?
Yeah, it's so sad that the announcers doing the Cowboys game, they go, "The Cowboys are looking for their third victory. Nobody in the division has four."
Oh no.
Oh, it's the saddest statistic in the world. But we're still in there now because we got three.
Still in the hunt. All right, when we come back, it's time for 20 in 20, 20 news stories in 20 minutes, 60 seconds on the clock, given to every single story, 20 stories you need to know when we come back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Show. You heard it. The Cachosaurus Rex. Text the word vault to 68255. It's the word vault to 68255. Powered by Splat Hair Color. Cachosaurus Rex. Get that money. All right. It's time for 20 and 20. 20 news stories in 20 minutes. 60 seconds on the clock per story. We round table it and Heidi starts.
My favorite kind of story, from wags to riches, a Chihuahua mix named Presley went from living in an animal shelter to a glamorous life of manicures, trips to the beach, and custom outfits, even fine dining. The rescue pup was adopted by a Floridian rescue worker and now has a wardrobe worth over $10,000. Her mom, the rescuer, said, "She's like my baby. I treat her like my child. I got Presley after my mom passed away, and she wanted me to have company. She rescued Presley when she was 3 months old and named her after the king because Elvis was her mom's favorite artist.
And it could fit in all of her mom's clothes, which worked out."
Like her namesake. Presley likes to shine in the apparel department. The pooch prefers rhinestone and glitter outfits, never wearing the same look twice. She has a personal designer that creates her custom style, which includes 150 dresses, many tutus and t-shirts. The mom says she lives for it. She'll jump on the chair, ready and waiting, when she sees me getting some of her clothes out. Do we have any pictures of Presley, Johnny?
Is this the dog? Nope. Altitude Ski School is happy to announce that they are now accepting applications for the dream job role of ski slope tester. The ski season is just beginning, and they have many more months ahead of this spectacular snow and picture-perfect piece for people to enjoy.
Picture-perfect piece?
Piece. The ideal candidate must have a passion for beautiful scenery, be happy to chuck on a pair of skis, and certainly love the Swiss cheese and chocolate, although they may not be together. The winner will be skiing down a huge array of ski pieces to test this quality of snow, the variety of routes, and, of course, how fast you can ski down them. But what will you be reviewing? The winner will take 8 ski schools to choose from. Verbierum, Zermatt, Grindelwald, Wengwin.
Thanks, Maddie.
Story number 3, 20 and 20, and I don't think Johnny finished, for the record. All right, this is a sports story. Eric with the sports.
What?
Head coach Daryl Hayes' St. John Catholic Prep football team suffered a 53-0 loss to Concordia Prep on Saturday. And that score is enough of a headline, but the story gets crazier. Normally, it's the type of game every Vikings coach and player would rather forget. Instead, it may go down as one of the most inspirational games in St. John's football history, because during the second half, that head coach suffered a heart attack.
Oh.
And then he finished out the game before he left. It apparently began at halftime. It was caused by a blood clot that
lodged. His team didn't even finish out the game. They lost 59-0.
But because of COVID and everything, this might be the last game he gets to coach this season. So he's like, I'm staying. This blood clot blocked 99% of his artery. But no lasting damage. He's fine.
A man in possession of methamphetamine was critically injured after falling while racing his motorcycle, during which he accidentally shot himself and got hit by a car. Is it Florida?
That's a bad day.
That was in Kansas City, Kansas, actually. Yeah. Officers and medical crews responded and transported the man to an area hospital with critical but not life-threatening injuries, the police narrative states. While racing, the suspect lost control of his bike and wrecked. And during the accident, a weapon from his waistband discharged, striking him in the hip. And then he was also struck by another vehicle that fled the scene. No life-threatening injuries, but got rolled quite a bit.
No life-threatening injuries?
A lot of broken bones, I imagine. Okay. He wasn't going
Jesus.
To be on life support. No. A records check revealed him to be a felon, and a large bag of suspected methamphetamine was located in the motorcycle.
The co-founder of the Ice Bucket Challenge has died from ALS. Pat Quinn was 37 years old, and the Ice Bucket Challenge went viral in 2014 with more than 17 million people participating by pouring ice water over their heads to raise awareness for ALS, which is also commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And more than $115 million in donations poured in to help find a cure for ALS. And in a statement, the ALS Foundation said Quinn inspired everyone around him.
Oh.
Yeah.
37 years old. Did you see the pictures of him? I mean...
No.
What?
Just,
I mean, 37 years old, and he looks like he's in his 60s.
It's a terrible disease. It just breaks your body down.
You got a picture of him, Johnny?
You don't want to see. Just put it... Everyone knows the saying that... dog is man's best friend. Well, there is one dog has proven his friendship for his fellow canine by chasing off a mountain lion last weekend. Winston, the dachshund, otherwise known as a wiener dog, came to his buddy Miho's rescue. Saturday night, the dog's owner said the pair had slipped out an open door, and a young mountain lion pounced up, snatching Miho in his jaws.
Miho!
Winston bravely took off toward the much larger feline, barking at it to drop his pal. Then the cat eventually let Miho go and ran off into the night. Miho's owner said she scooped up the badly injured Chiweenie and rushed him to an emergency vet's office in Lakewood. Miho's 15 years old, lost his right eye. He was taken to the emergency vet clinic, stayed overnight, had a bad seizure, but the neurologist noticed there was also a little bit of a deficit in his eye, recommending an MRI, but he's fine. They have a GoFundMe set up.
Oh, but they would recommend an MRI. I mean, Jesus
but his
Christ.
Eye looks like it's...
He was a mountain lion attack.
The Undertaker is now officially retired from the WWE, and fans are sad as hell about it. As advertised in weeks leading up to the WWE Survivor Series pay-per-view, The Undertaker officially gave his final farewell following the end of the event. With this final farewell, several of his old compatriots showed up to pay one final tribute to the dead man. It's been 30 years of The Undertaker, and in his speech, Mark Calaway confirmed that he was putting The Undertaker to rest. With one final entrance, exit, and a surprise cameo, Undertaker retired for good. But with this retirement being official and even led in by an emotional speech from Vince McMahon himself, fans of the WWE Universe were definitely emotional as well, bidding goodbye to one of the most influential figures in the WWE overall and the last bastion of the classic K-Fab days. This is truly the end of an era for many fans. What?
It's like a whole other language you're talking.
Story number 8, 2020. Ringo Starr's grandson and Liam Gallagher's son have teamed up, you guys.
For a band?
No. Not for new music. For a hate crime.
Oh, nice.
They do.
Ringo Starr's grandson, Sonny, and Liam Gallagher's boy, Gene, and some third guy that doesn't have famous ancestors, pleaded not guilty on Friday to attacking an Indian security guard at a convenience store. What happened was last year, past curfew, when you're not supposed to be able to buy alcohol, they snuck into a convenience store and stole a beer. The non-famous kid stole a beer.
Yeah,
and the
sure
guy
did.
Caught him working there. And during the fight, which they got into, a brawl with the guy, the non-famous guy reportedly yelled, "You bloody Indians, go back to where you came from. You're not wanted here." And then continued to beat the guy.
But the other kids didn't even do that?
No, they were all there beating him.
Oh.
Oh. Well, a man died just after completing an obstacle course for the upcoming TBS reboot of Wipeout last Wednesday. Yeah, there's talk that it was a heart attack, but officially all that we know is that he experienced a medical emergency. It's also unclear how long after he finished that it happened. He was reportedly off the course, but still on the set. The contestant was treated by on-site medical personnel before being taken to the hospital where he passed. The show hasn't released the man's identity, so we don't know how old he was. The show's production is now on a pre-planned hiatus for Thanksgiving, but it's expected to resume next week. All contestants undergo a medical exam before they are cleared to participate. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time there's been a death on the show. Another guy died after doing Wipeout back in 2009 when it was airing on ABC. In that previous incident, it was a 33-year-old man who died. He had a stroke, which was brought on by a pre-existing undetected health condition. So I have a feeling that the Wipeout reboot on TBS is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, according to a new survey, only 5% of single people who date men say they won't date someone with a beard. So they like beards. Mm-hmm. That means 95% of people dating men will date someone with a beard. And 86% say that they like facial hair because it makes a guy look more masculine and mature. The survey also found that men with facial hair and their dating profile pictures get 3 times more matches. But not all facial hair is good. 77% of people say it's a turnoff if it's not properly groomed.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, or the style. You're like, okay, man, you're trying a little too hard. Like, I'm wacky. Look at my beard. You're like, come on, knock it off. I'm probably just jealous. Tyler Perry made Thanksgiving better for a whole lot of people in the Atlanta area yesterday. He opened up his studio for 4 hours. And he fed 5,000 families with a combination of food boxes and gift cards to Kroger supermarkets. His employees donated their time to help lend a helping hand. The line started forming on Saturday, and at one point it was 5 miles long. They were out of food by 10 a.m. A source close to Tyler said he was heartbroken seeing people all over the country stand in line for food. So Tyler Perry decided he wanted to give back to his community in Atlanta. Hopefully this encourages others who are able to do so to give back during the holiday season in a year that has been difficult for so many.
You know you got to be hungry to get into at the end of a line that's 5 miles long.
Yeah, like, well.
For soup.
Right. Tyler Perry soup, though. Medea soup.
That's got to be good.
Soup. Good soup.
Who did you miss more this year, your friends or your family? A new survey had people name the top things they missed this year because of the pandemic, and family ranked 5 spots lower than friends. Yeah, here are the top 10 things we miss. Number 1, eating in restaurants without having to stress about it and mask up.
Yeah.
Number 2, casually browsing through stores. Number 3, spending time with family or with friends. Number 4, shopping malls. Number 5, movie theaters. Number 6, being able to have a real day out. Number 7, vacations.
All those things are just escapes from your family.
Yep. And then here it is. Number 8, spending time with the family. And 9, going to concerts. And 10, going to bars.
How are we missing spending time with the family when you're forced to basically stay with your family?
Well, maybe they don't mean your current. You mean your dad. Your sisters. Going to see, you know, I haven't seen my mom in 2 years.
Oh,
like
right,
that
right.
kind of thing.
Okay.
Not your immediate, but your cousins or sisters.
Would
or
you've
mom
seen
or
those people anyways? I mean, really, it's been what?
Story number 13, 20 and 20. Did you guys watch the AMAs?
No,
not at all. Mm-mm. Okay, here's a little recap.
Watch Chiefs Raiders.
Taraji P. Henson was the host. There's a limited number allowed in the audience. They did have some cardboard cutouts. Oh, how cute, including the viral Fleetwood Mac guy. Taylor Swift pretty much won everything. She got Artist of the Year, Favorite Music Video, and Favorite Female Pop Rock Artist. Doja Cat won Best New Artist. BTS, Favorite Duo or Group. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now was the favorite song. And Justin Bieber, who is a kind gentleman with a wonderful soul and a truckload full of talent, he won Favorite Male Pop Rock Artist. And that's your recap of the American Music Awards.
Rock. A wellness company that was branded a sex cult for claiming that female orgasms could be used to change the world is under investigation by the FBI over allegations including sex trafficking, prostitution, and violations of labor laws. One Taste is the name of the company. It was co-founded in 2004 by California native Nicole Dayton and focuses on the practice of orgasmic meditation. In the case of One Taste workshops, this involves a woman naked from the waist down, having her clitoris stroked for 15 minutes by a man, either her own partner or another paying customer. And thousands of customers signed up to learn orgasmic meditation, or OM, with One Taste. Attracted by Dayton's promises, it could improve their sex life, help them reclaim their sexuality, and even aid in the recovery from sexual trauma. She also insisted that the practice would one day be widely used like yoga or meditation.
If you're a big fan of Home Alone, you may want to make some plans to visit Dallas. A 2-bedroom Dallas home is on Airbnb, and they're hosting a Home Alone-themed rental in January. The home has little reminders of the film franchise everywhere, from a Michael Jordan cardboard cutout to fancy milk glasses.
You know, I went there because I was going to stay, but it looked like somebody was already there, like they were having a party.
Oh,
inside.
Really?
Did they
double book?
Very confusing. Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
And actually, renters will also be treated to their very own cheese pizza for free during their stay. What a deal.
Nice.
Well, last week, Aunt Viv number one, Janet Hubert, reconciled with Will Smith and the cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but one person was noticeably absent. Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton. Now, Alfonso was a part of the reunion special, but he wasn't around.
He was probably busy working.
Well, I'll explain what he was doing. Now, he wasn't around when Janet reunited with everyone, so some people speculated that there may be some bad blood between the two of them because Janet feuded with most of the cast for 27 years. And a few years back, she referred to Alfonso Ribeiro as, quote, Will Smith's tampon.
Ooh.
She also called him a dumbass. Well, apparently Alfonso wasn't snubbing her. He said, Frank, that he was working and he just couldn't be there for various parts of the special because he was busy going to work on America's Funniest Home Videos. Had nothing to do with him being pissed that Aunt Viv called him Will Smith's tampon. Sure it didn't.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, my boy right here, receiver number 19, Juju Smith-Schuster. Well, he hurt his foot in yesterday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars after stepping on a penalty flag. It was bad enough that he started limping. Some reports say he tweaked his ankle. Others say it was his toe. Juju left the game at that point and didn't return. But it doesn't sound like it was serious. Juju hasn't commented, but sources say that he could have re-entered the game if necessary. And he's expected to be ready for the Steelers game against the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. Going for number 11-0, you know what I mean? Happy birthday, Juju. It was his birthday yesterday, too. So happy birthday to you, Juju. Love you, man.
Love you?
Yeah, man.
Story 18, 20, and 20. Thank God we're almost done. There's a lot of partying going on behind the scenes of Dazed and Confused. I think we all love that movie. And now Jason London, he played Pink, if you recall the film. He is revealing some things that happened behind the scenes of Dazed and Confused. And he said they basically smoked Austin, Texas out of all of its weed. Their connection even had to say, I gave you all we had. It's not like this stuff is growing in the backyard. This stuff comes from Mexico. So they had a drought on set of marijuana. They couldn't get their weed, but it didn't last forever, though. And eventually, everything turned out.
Oh, Frank.
All right. NASA's doing a moonwalk on its plans to return to the lunar surface by 2024. While the Artemis program has been aiming for a 2024 landing, NASA now says they'd be hard-pressed to meet that deadline. Instead, the lunar landing might happen closer to 2028. The reason for the delay include the coronavirus pandemic and delays with the Space Launch System rocket. Project Artemis includes a plan to eventually establish a permanent moon base as a first step towards eventually traveling to Mars.
Cool!
Well, I wish I lived in Colorado right now because Colorado's Breckenridge Brewery will be delivering their Christmas ale with the help of reindeer pulling a sled.
Oh, come on. Right.
I know. But yeah. It's only open to residents of Denver and Cascade. The brewery's opening is hoping to spread Christmas cheer with the actual live reindeer outside your home. And after the delivery is made, then customers get the chance to pet and feed the reindeer.
Yeah, move over, Clydesdales.
Come on.
It's like ordering beer somehow became good for children.
Yeah. Hell yeah, kids. Let's go down to the brewery.
We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more
shot. And you drink enough, your nose will look like Rudolph.
Here we go. What do I have to drink today? Well, I got to get some more Blackened in here. It's Blackened American Whiskey, a collaboration from legendary master distiller Dave Pickerel and Metallica. I apparently drank the last of that last bottle I had.
Nothing else matters. Right. Well, because Gavin Rossdale was here on Friday, so he was drinking whiskey with you.
Yeah, we had one shot.
Oh.
Now, this is different. This is like spiced rum. I got to drink it.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, Frank. I mean, rules is rules.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Good morning.
Morning. All right, let's get some traffic, Aki. What's going on?
What are you waiting for?
Heidi.
What are you waiting for?
And Frank.
And now the moment no one's been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, your son joining us. We probably didn't hear Catrosaurus Rex at 8 o'clock. So if you still want to try for that $1,000, just text the word VAULT to 68255. Yeah, finally, it's the year for the runty turkey.
Why do you have to talk so bad about... What did the... Oh, you, runty. Never, sorry.
Yep.
I misunderstood.
The runt is getting off the shelves faster than it ever has before. Because, I mean, whoever has called on Thanksgiving, I need the smallest turkey you got.
Right.
The small turkeys.
No.
Yeah. You're perfect. So you thought you were being safe out there starving to death until past November, and you're like, okay, I'm going to be a runty turkey. And all of a sudden, like, hey, look at that skinny one. You'll be perfect this year.
We need you. No, we don't want skinny though, Frank. We want small and girthy. We want that guy that's
talking about turkey.
That guy that's like 5 feet tall, but he works out all the time, so he's like really squat, but he's like buff.
Yeah,
the turkey we need.
Yeah, you can get a free Thanksgiving dinner from Walmart if you want one.
Why is it free?
They have a way to score a free Thanksgiving dinner. They've teamed up with several brands that sell typical Thanksgiving dinner items.
Mm-hmm.
9 in total. All you have to do is buy those specific products and then go through the I Bought a Rebate app to scan the receipt proving that you bought all that stuff, and then they'll give you a free turkey dinner. What?
Well,
that's it. It's easy.
No, I just bought all the things for my turkey dinner.
Yeah, I just bought 9 stuff for turkey dinner. How to get it for free? They're going to credit you?
I don't know.
So you buy it, and they're going to give you your money back. So technically, it's free. You know, you got to go through somebody to get your money back.
But we're talking about them. They made the news, Frank.
Yeah. If you want more information, Google it. I don't care. There's a job website called Zipia. Just dug through Google searches from last Thanksgiving to find the most embarrassing things that multiple people in each state were searching.
Mm.
So I have the list of the 10 best things. Like, Alaska. We're searching... Where the top embarrassing search was divorce lawyer.
At Thanksgiving time?
Huh. Getting close to the holidays.
You're not going to do it in the holidays anyway. You're going to wait till at least the new year.
Get your gift. Buy yourself something really nice, and you're going to say it was a gift.
Put on his credit card.
Like everything you have in the bank. Buy it. Buy something for yourself. Then you take it back after you get divorced, right? And get the cash. Never have to split your money. Wow.
I think you found a loophole.
A loophole.
Hooray!
In California, the number one search for Thanksgiving time was racist grandma, who was actually the sponsor of Stereo Gill last Friday.
That's right.
Louisiana's was this racist family. Not just the isolated member who has old ideas. It's the entire family's racist. Got to look forward to meeting them on Thanksgiving. Pennsylvania, how to win an argument. Getting ready for the holiday arguments. Maybe this search is, like I said, this is from last year.
Right. Have to deal with any of that this year.
None of it.
See, that could be a blessing.
Totally different holiday. Small turkeys. You don't have to win an argument. Don't have to deal with your racist grandma or family.
Sounds like a win to me.
How to treat food poisoning is a big search in Michigan. Don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
Tennessee, can you cook a turkey in the microwave?
Oh, no.
That's your home state, Eric. Durr.
Well, can you?
No.
Do you know the answer?
No, you cannot.
Why not?
You can't.
You probably could, but it wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good. It would probably explode and would be very rubbery. Very rubbery.
I don't know if you could microwave it so much that it would get down to the center and be able to cook it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you act like it's a stupid question, but nobody knows the answer.
It is stupid for someone to come up with the idea and try it.
I do know the answer. I said no.
Let's find out.
Great. Now you're looking it up. Can you cook a turkey in the microwave? Not should you. Can you?
You can.
No, you can. But should? No. So you wouldn't even look it up.
It would take.
Do you remember that going around, the prank going around? Was it last year or 2 years ago to text your mom and ask her how to cook a turkey in the microwave? Because all moms freak over like the idea of that happening.
What?
And I text my mom asking just as part of the prank. And she was like, and she just looked it up for me and was like, oh, it says about 20 minutes in the microwave.
No. If it's 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours in an oven, it can't be done in 20 in a microwave.
It might be done, but it won't be worth it. It won't be worth You're never going to go, that's the best turkey I've ever had. Let's do it again next
Dry,
year.
Dry, rubbery, maybe not really done all the way in certain parts.
I guess Eric looked it up. What's the official recipe for microwave turkeys?
Well, it says, though the whole microwaving turkey concept, Sammy, began as a prank, it turns out you can indeed microwave a turkey. Butterball, the company behind the famous turkey talk line, said that microwaving a turkey is definitely possible and actually safe.
And anybody who's going to do that, let me give you another little tip. Before you put it in the microwave, wrap it in, because you want to keep it nice and juicy, wrap it in tinfoil.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You burn your house down, I think.
I'm
I don't
teasing.
Know.
All right, first things first, you got to thaw the thing, right?
Well, yeah.
And they say that a 25-pounder is not going to fit in there, obviously, but if you get one of the little ones,
just squeeze.
You'll be all right. You'll need to microwave the turkey for 4 minutes per pound. So however big it is, 4 minutes per pound. Get rid of the drippings and baste it.
Well, Eric, since this was your state, Tennessee, that looked up, can you cook a turkey in the microwave? You must cook a turkey in the microwave and report on it.
It sounds delicious.
Save it to your family.
All right. I'll do it. That'll be my Thanksgiving this year.
Oh.
My Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
I don't have any Massachusetts, Sammy, so I can't really include you in on this. Mississippi. Most common Thanksgiving search was mayo recipes.
Mm. Meaning how to make mayonnaise or things
I took it
that
as
you
in
can use mayo.
Things, things to make mayo with. Wait.
No. Things that you make with mayo.
Recipes that include mayonnaise.
Yeah, it has to have mayonnaise in it or I don't want to eat it.
Got it.
Mississippi. That's what I figured. North Dakota, Taco Bell near me.
Oh, that's just
such
sad.
Such a sad Thanksgiving. New Jersey, can dogs eat cranberry sauce?
I mean, it's got sugar in it and stuff.
Probably.
I don't know about that.
Maybe it shouldn't. Like, you shouldn't cook a turkey in the microwave.
Right.
But can a dog eat it? Of course, a dog can eat anything. I mean, it can.
No.
Should it?
Should. No.
Wisconsin, what does it mean if your poop is green?
Ew.
That was their number one search for Thanksgiving holiday.
If you haven't eaten something weird, that's usually you got some sort of infection.
In our home state, Heidi, Indiana.
Oh, God.
How to unclog a toilet without a plunger.
That's it. We can clog a toilet.
Number one search out of our home state.
Number two search.
And one and two. Without a plunger.
Well, if you don't have a plunger and now
just
you're
a stick? What is the answer? Look that up, Eric. How to unplug or clog a toilet without a plunger. That was number one search.
Well, I think what I would do
What would you do? Glove it?
I think I would probably take some hot water, get hot water, like a bucket or a giant bowl of hot water, and then do it very quickly, throw it in very quickly, and it'll kind of block that. I mean, I've had to do that before for certain things, yeah.
Well, what certain things?
For certain
toilets. You've had to throw a boiling hot pot of water on something.
I had a dog who was sick. And so when I was cleaning things up, wiping it up, I was just throwing it in the toilet. Boom, throw it in the toilet. Not thinking like I should flush in between because there was so much vomit that I was, I threw it all. And then when I went to flush, it was like, I'm like, oh, no.
Then you don't own a plunger?
No. Well, I would do now, but I didn't then. So
you ever just leave it in there at night and just wait to see what your lady screams?
Honey, are you okay? We took a bucket of like hot water and just really threw it as hard as we can down there and it made it go down. Like an auto, like a flush.
Oh, wow. What is the correct method, Eric, if your toilet's plugged?
Do you think this is the first time somebody's Googled this on a computer? Because I would say 99% of the people Googling how to unclog a toilet without a plunger are doing it on their phones from the bathroom, right?
Probably.
So first you just wait it out. It'll eventually break down. Just sit there and make up an excuse.
What if I've got a bunch of people waiting going, I really need to use the restroom. You're like, hey, hang on.
I think it might take a week for it to dissolve.
Okay, well, there's nine other ways you can unclog a toilet without a plunger.
A stick.
Yes, a wire hanger. If it's attached to the person's closet, just go grab a wire hanger and...
That'll teach you to get rid of all the wire hangers. Now they're all wooden from Bed Bath & Beyond, you dumb. I told you we're going to need those. Yeah,
find some drain cleaner.
We like our keys in our car or we need a plunger.
Wait, what is it?
If there's drain cleaner under the sink, grab that. That'll break
that's
it down.
That's another thing that'll take forever.
Yeah.
Plain hot water, like Heidi said. Now, if that's not working, you can add dish soap. It's made to break down dirt and stuff
How
like
am
that.
I going to explain? If Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. Hey, can I get some Dawn?
Oh, wait, is there no hand soap in the thing? There should be. No, I don't need it for my hands. Can I just get some Dawn? I don't want to really explain right now.
All right, look for some Epsom salt. That'll work, too.
Okay.
That'll break it down. Just pour a crap ton of Epsom salt in there.
Okay.
Baking soda and vinegar, and then you make a really cool volcano out of your toilet.
A poop ball volcano. Great.
This is not stuff you find under the sink in the bathroom.
Or they say use the toilet brush.
Oh, the brush handle end.
Break it out. How desperate. Now what do I do? Now I've got the poop unclogged, and now I've got this brush. Now what am I doing? In the half bath powder room. There's no.
You put it back in the brush holder.
And it like it never happened.
And then sack like.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeper must have done it. I have no idea.
You.
No, sir. Huh. God, how terrifying. Be at somebody else's house and be like, oh my God.
Never happened to you?
No. And I always think of the time that girl, the story you told where she was at her boyfriend's parents' house meeting them for the first time.
Oh yeah, and then she had the toilet but it wouldn't flush, and so she threw it in the trash can. She did, reached in and grabbed it, wrapped it in toilet paper and put it in the trash can, and then left, and then called her mom on the way home. It was like, oh no, I just, you know, what happened to me? She's like, well, where'd you put it, honey? I put it in the trash can. Well, they're going to find that turd in the trash can.
And know. Like,
you and know it was you. You got to go back and get it. So she had to go back, knock on the door.
I think I
so what do you need, honey?
I think I must have
left something in the bathroom. I think, yeah, maybe earring.
Yeah, I think my earring. I want to go up and see.
Goes up, gets it out of the trash can, puts it in her purse.
That is desperation.
And gets it out of there. Oh, my God.
What type of purse was it? Louis
Pooey Vuitton.
Pooey Vuitton.
All right. Let's see. We got Christian Hand coming up here at 9 o'clock. I see him. He's already in the other room preparing to break down a song for us down to its individual elements. We never know what song it's going to be. It's always a fun surprise. You'll never listen to these songs the same way ever again once you hear everything involved in the making of it. That's Christian Hand coming up next after some traffic.
That's your traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, you got some news, Heidi?
I do. L.A. County announced yesterday it's halting dining at restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars for at least 3 weeks. That's going to be starting this Wednesday. That's amid the unprecedented surge in COVID cases. County officials had earlier warned that if the five-day average number of coronavirus cases is 4,000 or more, or if hospitalizations surpass 1,750 per day, all outdoor and indoor dining will be prohibited. Well, the five-day case average reached 4,097 yesterday. That took us over, and L.A. County Department of Public Health officials said to reduce the possibility for crowding and the potential for exposures in the settings where people are not wearing their face coverings, restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars will only be able to offer takeout, drive-through, or delivery services. And two crucial pandemic unemployment assistance programs are about to run out, and they could leave 12 million of us blowing in the wind. And this is going to be just after Christmas. About 7.3 million independent contractors, gig workers, freelancers, and self-employed people will lose benefits provided by the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. And beyond that, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides 13 more weeks of payments after traditional state benefits are exhausted, that's also set to expire. So some 4.6 million recipients will see these extra payments disappear. That's unless Congress can hammer out extension measures or another stimulus package. Retailers are worried about possible shutdowns amid the worsening pandemic, which means that could eat into their holiday shopping revenue. And some are lobbying states to stay open as Black Friday approaches. And a staunch ally of Donald Trump said yesterday that it was time for the president to end his futile gambit to overturn the results of the election. Who am I talking about? Well, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump has failed to provide any evidence of fraud, that his legal team was in shambles, and that it's time to put the economy and country first. He told ABC, if you got the evidence of fraud, present it. Keep in mind, he's a contributor there on ABC, and he decried efforts by the president's attorneys to smear Republican governors who have not gone along with the president's false claims of voter malfeasance. He said, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment. And President-elect Joe Biden is set to make his first round of cabinet announcements tomorrow. Anthony Blinken, a longtime foreign policy advisor who served in the Obama and Clinton administrations, is expected to be Biden's pick for Secretary of State. Former Obama administration official Jake Sullivan is the top contender for National Security Advisor. And Linda Thomas Greenfield, an African-American woman with a long career in foreign service, is the likely pick for UN ambassador. Meanwhile, President Trump is continuing his attack on the election results as key states certify their official counts before the December 8th deadline. His campaign successfully requested another recount in Georgia. They say, though, it's unlikely to reverse Biden's win there. More Republicans like Representative Fred Upton of Michigan and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan are beginning to publicly tire of Trump's baseless election fraud claims. And since we're on that, Michigan's election board could deadlock today on certifying the state's history. The board, comprised of two Democratic and two Republican appointees, is supposed to be a routine sign-off. But Republican President Donald Trump and his team of attorneys have been working to overturn election results in Michigan and other key states through lawsuits and false claims of voter fraud. Even if the board does not vote today to certify, legal experts don't expect it will pose a serious threat to appointing the state's presidential electors. And California Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantining after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID. Newsom and his wife and their four children, they're between the ages of 4 and 11, they all tested negative for the virus yesterday. But Newsom was notified Friday night that a California Highway Patrol member who had contact with his three children had later tested positive for the virus. The CHP provides security for Newsom and his family, and it said Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, did not have contact with the officer. The Newsoms were not tested until last night based on advice from health professionals to improve the accuracy of the test. Speaking of COVID, the head of the U.S. effort to produce a coronavirus vaccine says the first immunizations could happen pretty soon. December 12th, a Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee is set to meet December 10th to discuss Pfizer's request for an emergency use authorization for its developing COVID-19 vaccine. A doctor there, ahead of the Operation Warp Speed of the coronavirus vaccine program, says plans are to ship vaccines to states within 24 hours of expected...
You're going to do what with them?
I'll ship my vaccine! In 24 hours expected from the time they get approval from the FDA, within 24 hours those vaccines will be shipped.
Yeah.
Expect the vaccinations could begin on the second day after approval.
So that's fast as ship.
That's fast. It's a, yeah, you got to ship those vaccines. Ship them out. Get rid of that.
You got to be shipping me.
That's your news.
That is your news. And speaking of that, Heidi, you wonder what the purse brand was. The girl who had to put a piece of poop in her purse.
Yeah.
It was a Skidmark Jacobs.
Nicely done. I wish I knew more purses.
Well, that's really what I'm
really,
figuring out.
That would have really come in handy.
All right, we come back. Christian Hand's going to break down a song for us, and it was Individual Elements. So definitely keep it here. We are Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Heidi and Frank Show, a little bit after 9 a.m. on a Monday, November 23rd, and on Mondays at 9 a.m., Christian Hand always drops by to...
That's what... Hi. I'm doing here.
Dropping...
Hi.
By.
That makes total sense now.
Yeah.
I just woke up staring at Jordan, and I thought I was having some kind of episode. So I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, glad you're here too,
we
man.
We love it.
All right. Well, let's... we got to get... This is a massive amount of music we're about to get through, because it's this jam. It is, of course, 25 or 624 from Chicago's 1970 Chicago record, produced by James William Guerrico. Now, do you have any idea what 25 or 624 means?
I was just going to ask you that. 25 no. or 624.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you till the end of the song. How about that?
All right.
Think about it. All right? So we're going to start out. None of you are going to even have a remote idea or care starting right now.
I do care.
No, I can't wait for you to guess.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start with the drums, of course. Danny Serafin. Now, here's the thing that I didn't realize about this. He did the same trick as they did on the Hollywood Nights, where it's two drum sets. So when you hear him going, and the producer was not into the idea, And he was like, man, really? Do we have to do that? And he was like, yeah. So Danny admits that it's a little loosey-goosey, but he likes the fact that it's loosey-goosey. But listen to this bass drum. So one of the drum sets is doing this, like a dig it up bit, and the other one's just doing the backbeat. Full beans. That is a workout. We get a couple of drum fills right here. And then, of course, the breakdown into chorus two. We get. Now you can really hear these two drum sets going. Is this Pearls Before the Swine? Can you all hear that there's two drum sets going, or is it just...
I don't think I can.
It's either 25 or 64, I can't tell, on the drums.
Oh, that's very clever.
The drums.
Oh, yeah. I hear that now, 25 or 64, yeah.
Can't tell, huh?
No.
Well, I've squandered years at this radio
guy?
Station. It's one guy playing one.
How is he doing that?
It's one guy, but he played one run through with the drums, and then he came back, and then he played another run through with the drums.
I'm not impressed.
That one guy
I want them both at the same time.
He would play on one, and then quickly run to the other one, and then quickly run back.
It's a little loosey-goosey.
Quite incredible. Now, here are some fills, though. Check this. Killing it. And actually, I did an Instagram live session of this last week, and his kid showed up in the chat room, and we got to talk to him about his dad, and they play drums and bass together. It's a pretty cool story. Anyway, wow. All right. So on bass, the great Peter Cetera playing bass. And of course, the guys from Green Day said, we'll have that. And then they did. Peter's a phenomenal bass player. Funky. So that's your verse. And then in the chorus, we get some of this. Yes. The drums and Jim Rimmen Gage. This must be so much fun to play live. And then in the chorus too, when we get the breakdown, we get this.
I mean, Frank, when you think about it, there's a one-armed guy that plays one drum set in Def Leppard, so how can a two-armed guy not play two?
Sometimes I don't even know why I come here. I really don't. There's got to be something else I can be doing at 9 in the morning on Monday.
So good.
Killing it. Peter Cetera, not just a handsome man with a hell of a voice. All right, later on we get a little bit groovier with the fills. Rock and roll. Hey, could you guys hear those two drummers playing there?
Yeah.
I did hear that. Yeah.
The guitars are, of course, Terry Kath, who unfortunately tragically killed himself in 1978, and he is a monster guitar player. The lead on this thing is incredible, but we'll just give you the bones first, and then get you into the lead section. Listen to this tone. Bass. So there's like a two distorted guitars, and then I believe some sort of acoustic an open, like a hollow body guitar over the top of it to get that tone, and then on the chorus, some of this. This isn't the solo. This is just the post-chorus noodling. Savage. Was actually Hendrix's favorite guitar player.
Wow.
Yeah, Hendrix loved him. Listen to this. Heavy.
He's just playing one guitar here,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Okay. But also drums at the same time. Are you guys paying attention at all to what I'm doing?
Half paying attention.
All right, so of course there's another guitar track which is playing the backgrounds, like behind that stuff. He's doing this. Clapton, while my guitar gently weeps in this. Ridiculous. The late, great Terry Kath, man. Unbelievable. And such a tragic loss. He killed himself while cleaning his gun, unfortunately. But he was a deeply troubled person. Alcohol will do that, man. If you're a genius, it's not a good idea.
So we know his intent was to kill himself or clean his gun?
They think that it was. They think that he was cleaning his gun and took the moment to take his life. Oh. It was sort of like one of those things. It wasn't an accidental. But there are also people that say that it wasn't done.
Because I'm thinking, I'm not going to clean my gun if I'm going to kill myself. Why?
Right.
Or make my bed. Like, who cares?
Why would you do any of those hammered?
Right,
so it's awful.
Ugh.
All right, so if you're talking about Chicago at this point, you're definitely talking about the horns era of Chicago. So here's, you've got Lee Longane on trumpet. Jimmy Pankow is one of the greatest arrangers by all accounts. Tenor sax is Walt Parizada. And this horn section is absolutely bananas. So we'll just give it a little run. Start with some piano, which is Robert Lamb, who wrote the song. Now, you savages can't even tell when two drummers are playing at the same time, so let me break this down for you here. The producer, what he had to do was he did four of them on either side, and then one down the middle, but then he also had them change instruments so they would each play each other's horns so that it would sound and have different inflections. So this isn't just three dudes. This is a bunch of dudes, but it's the same dudes being multiply recorded over and over. And if you listen to the trombone vibe, that thing that's going on. That's a bananas arrangement of horns. And then there's some stabs. Yep. Hello. And then these. Ready?
Why are those so funny?
Right?
Someone just dropped his donut.
Yeah.
If you missed it on my Instagram story, I put the video up of the kid who plays trombone while his mother, who's like a little person who has trouble walking, he makes a sound of her as she walks around.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
Oh my God.
That was fantastic.
It's so good. And then the best part though is that she's like, stop doing that. And then she drops the thing out of the fridge and he goes, and then they both start laughing, which is like the endearing moment. Oh, that's what this is. So good. More piano, jamming it. A little bit of Elton John happening here. That's absurd. I mean, it's 244. Let me just do some math real quick.
Well, it's either 25 or 624.
That's very clever. It's like 10 seconds of audio, and it took this amount of work. This is incredible. Amazing. And then we get a full run of piano. For the lead. Total Elton John. Right, and then the horns at the end with this.
Mm-mm.
then the final section is this. Ready? That's a ridiculous horn arrangement to have at the end of a pop song.
Why does part of that hurt me physically?
Because right. It's hitting that frequency that's just like, you know, it's like powerful hornage. Okay. It must have been so incredible to have been in the room and hear those guys blasting that out. And then don't forget, as I said, it's like them multiple times recorded a bunch and then them changing horns and playing each other's horns, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, so your homework assignment is to work out what 25 or 64 means.
I'm guessing, just because of the era, it's probably some sort of drug reference.
Okay.
That would be my, like, hey, get 25 or 624. I just feel like, I'm not in that world, so I don't know, but I feel right. like that's probably some street slang or something.
By the way, I love the fact that the video is of me in, like, some sort of witness protection program.
Give away music secrets.
This has changed my voice. So what we're trying to show here. All right, so
he's
Franklin?
Not bald and he doesn't have facial hair. No, this is no. all in a costume.
I think it has to do with everyone's individual sheet music and the timing they're playing.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Both of you are completely wrong.
Oh.
So Robert Lang,
Mutt Lang?
Yeah, Robert Lamb. I like that. Well done. You have remembered things.
I mean,
so
a little
bit. He was living in a sort of commune-y thing up in the hills. And he was up late, of course. They'd been doing a bunch of drugs.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to work out if he should go back in and maybe do some more drugs and hang out with everybody. But it was almost 4 o'clock in the morning. But he couldn't work out if it was 25 minutes to 4 or 20 26 minutes to 4. And he was looking for a lyric. And he was just like, man, I think that'll work. So he stuck it in there. And it did. So it's 25 or 26 minutes before 4 a.m.
Wow.
Because that was the time on his watch when he looked to try and work out if he should go back into the house and hang out a little bit more. All right, so here's something that's even crazier. I'll try to get this real quick. So Peter Cetera and the guys, and I checked the timing on this, and it seems that it has to be before this song. So Peter Cetera and the guys went to see, when they were in L.A., they went to see the Cubs versus the Dodgers, and the Cubs beat the Dodgers. And when they were leaving, 4 Marines saw Cetera and the guys, saw Cetera's long hair and that he was a Cubs fan, beat the snot out of him and broke his jaw in 4 places. And from that point on, Peter Cetera sang with this style where he has like a very clenched jaw because he didn't want to open his jaw too much because he was afraid that if he did, he would get lockjaw. So it's quite possible. I did the research. They say it was 1969. So this is 1970 was when this song was done. So this is quite possibly Peter Cetera singing through a clenched jaw, which is ridiculous when you hear this vocal. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Cetera, 25 or 624.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky. Giving up, I close my eyes. Sitting cross-legged on the floor. 25 or 624. Staring blindly into space. Getting up to splash my face. Wanting just to stay awake. Wondering how much I can take.
So good.
Ooh, should I try to do some more?
Now it makes total sense, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Should I try to do some more? 25 or 624.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Feeling like I ought to sleep. Spinning room is sinking deep. Searching for something to say.
Epic jam. Great. Wow. So good. And this is like the 6-minute version, so I urge you to check out Chicago's Greatest Hits is a great way to get into the band. Chicago is sort of seen as one of the great records of the era. There's an amazing documentary that goes into the band. I didn't realize just how bananas these guys were. So check out that documentary. I think it's on Prime, possibly. I know we don't have much else to do. My heart goes out to all of my restaurant owner friends who are going to be suffering with another shutdown. So that's happening Wednesday. So if you can go out and eat at local restaurants for the next couple days, that would really be helpful for them. I'll be going to my buddy's restaurant, Blue Jam, on Melrose and eating there for breakfast tomorrow and Wednesday to help out as much as I can. And don't forget, you can catch me every day at 11 a.m. on Instagram Live at The Session IG Live. The other day, we did Michael Jackson. We had members of Michael Jackson's band showed up. Jimmy Jam is a regular, which is just unbelievable. Anytime we have a keyboard question, he just suddenly shows up and tells us exactly what the keyboard is, and then he disappears again, which is epic if you know who Jimmy Jam is. So that's IG Live, 11 a.m. Pacific time every morning, Monday through Friday. And then in Wednesdays at 7, and this Thanksgiving, I'm probably going to sit on again for another 8 hours and do a full run because I'm not going to be going anywhere for Thanksgiving this year. So send me some turkey and watch me fall asleep live on Instagram Live. And, of course, Christian James Hand is my regular Instagram handle, so join me there as well. So that's The Session IG Live and Christian James Hand. Thank you, everybody, for having me in.
Wonderful.
And what a piece of ship that vaccine might turn out to be, huh?
Right. Christian, do you know back in the day when Chicago would play live, was that the opener or the closer? It seems like...
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that this was the closer.
Seems like after doing a whole show, to have the most exhausting song come up last. I was like, maybe you had to start out with that.
We were actually talking about this. I remember seeing Peter. You remember Peter Cetera back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
He had like one hit. And when I saw him at Disneyland, because the band I was with was working at Disneyland, he'd played the hit. He opened with the hit. And he closed with the Spanish language version of the hip.
Oh.
And then he came back and did his encore and did a remix of the hip. It was one of the most brilliant things. And then there was another great piece of footage of him where the stage collapsed and he fell through and just his head was sticking out of the stage. And he finished the song with just his head sticking out of the stage. So full rock and roll. I give everything to John.
Peter
Cicada
Cetera, the whack-a-mole version of the concert.
So, yes, thank you so much for having me and everybody. I'll see you next Monday.
Yes, sir.
All right, keep it
Stay
here.
Safe.
We got to take a break. Keep it right here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. If you're thinking past Thanksgiving holiday, Krispy Kreme has got you covered in the sweet treat department.
Hooray! What we got?
Well, starting on Friday, the famous donut maker is going to officially unveil its holiday collection, Heidi.
Okay.
First up, it's the new festive tree donut.
Tree donut.
A red velvet cake batter filled donut.
What, shouldn't it be green?
Well, filled.
Well,
it's a cake batter filled donut dipped in cream cheese icing.
Ooh. I do like that. Oh, next, I got you. Okay, I pictured something. Okay.
Next is the present donut. See the present one?
Yeah, nice.
A sugar cookie cream filled donut dipped in green icing.
Sugar cookie cream filled donut.
Now, this next one, can you tell
Santa's
what that is?
Santa's belly?
Yep. It's the fan favorite Santa belly donut.
Or anybody who's eaten those other two donuts belly, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know if they should have put the filling in Santa's belly donut. You figure it would have been jelly.
Right.
A bowl full of jelly. It'd be jelly filled. No, they put in chocolate cream. I'm biting into his gastrointestinal tract and I'm getting chocolate cream out.
No, you do that maybe on the present. You leave the jelly, red velvet.
You don't make inside of Santa brown.
No. That's Krispy Kreme. You kind of missed
it. Should have made him red.
Right.
With that cake, so you could like at least think you're eating his innards. I don't know.
Well, either way, I'm sure it's all delicious.
We weren't in the board
so
meeting.
That Santa will be like a Boston cream filled.
I guess.
Yeah.
If you're not looking past the Thanksgiving holiday, and you're looking forward to the dessert table. Well, it's going to be a dessert table for you because you're not really going anywhere on Thanksgiving, are you? Maybe you are. You may be saying, to hell with it. I'm not missing out on Aunt Connie's green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
But the dessert table might be what your go-to is every Thanksgiving. Maybe you're a vegan and all you can do is the dessert table.
Well, unless it's like, does this have dairy, eggs?
I don't think pumpkin pie has dairy in it, does it?
No. I don't believe it does. No.
Or a pecan. Or is it pecan? I can't remember. We discussed this last
time. Pecan pie.
Yeah, the most popular Thanksgiving pie in every state. Pumpkin won 42 states.
Well, yeah.
Pecan is contesting. It won 5 states.
Rhubarb knows it's not got a chance.
And apple won 3. Mm. Only 3, huh? Definitely out here, though. California, we're a pumpkin state.
Yeah.
Hooray!
I mean, it's really the only time of year you have pumpkin pie. You rarely have. You know
really
what I'm
is.
Craving in July? I'm craving a pea. You know, I might have apple pie throughout the year. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll have a tea and apple pie or, you know, for dessert. But pumpkin, you never have that in July just because.
Yeah, that's when all, like, the everything pumpkin seasoning comes out. Pumpkin.
That's when it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've still yet to have a piece of pumpkin pie.
Yet?
No.
Yeah, apple pie has made it to the cola shelf.
I don't want to know.
Yep. Pepsi's going to make apple pie soda. Oh, man. I don't know.
Pepsi, did you not learn anything when you tried clear Pepsi? That didn't work either.
And I guess it's a new contest. You can't even buy it. Pepsi's will be giving away 2 liters of soda to those who really fail at cooking. So it's their contest.
Okay.
On the Pepsi Twitter and Pepsi TikTok accounts. Oh, good. Post your cooking fail and use the hashtag Pepsi Apple Pie Challenge. And you just might win a 2-liter bottle of apple pie Pepsi. Apple Pepsi.
Well, I do remember we had apple pie moonshine 1 year. That was quite good.
Now, that's good.
It was good. But it also wasn't carbonated. I think that when you add carbonation, that's when things get a little...
Oh, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah?
It's like Martinelli's, right? The apple cider that you would get when you were a kid.
Oh. Right, when everybody was having champagne.
It's
and
probably going to be really good.
Maybe, but they're not selling it. This is only for the stupid contest. When's the last time you went to In-N-Out Burger?
I've never been.
You've never been?
No, I went to the one. I was driving home from work one day, and I called my wife, and I was like, what are you thinking for lunch? You want me to pick something up? And she goes, I'm kind of craving In-N-Out. So I said, fine. There's one on Van Nuys in Ventura Boulevard. So I pull in the parking lot thinking, cool, cool. And then I see this guy's like waving me, and I go, oh. And I couldn't figure out where I was going. I went all the way around the building. The line.
Yeah, yeah.
Was all the way down Ventura Boulevard in the far right lane. He was like, you go down there. I go, for what? He goes,
yeah.
That's the line. And I went, baby, you're having Subway today.
That's you didn't what you're stay getting. In line?
No, hell no, I didn't.
Well, you just don't know what you're missing.
Apparently. I don't get it.
The first In-N-Out Burger opened in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And it had, you thought the line down Ventura was bad? It had a 14-hour drive-through line.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Okay, people. I'm sure it's a great burger.
Just opened its two locations in Colorado, and people were so hyped, they were waiting up to 14 hours in a 2-mile-long drive-through line. And there's more. At one point, two guys got out of their car and got into a fight, where one of them lost his pants. Don't think we have any pictures of that, but wish we did.
I mean, you've had it. So you can speak. I can't speak on it. I'm real curious, but every time I've tried to go there, there's a line. I'm like, I'm not waiting. I don't care enough.
It's pretty simple. I mean, they don't really go off crazy menu items. It's just, here it is. It all fits pretty large on the board. There it is. Get it. More single, double, triple. I think you can special order, like how many patties you want.
Oh.
But it's burger, cheese, want onions. That's your one choice. You want onions on it?
So they just, it's not a lot of
animal
options.
Animal style.
Okay, so it probably goes pretty fast, the line, then.
But
if it's like we're not.
I think if I waited for 14 hours, and I get up there, I would be like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
remember I took my dad there. We were coming back from playing golf, and it was at night. And I was like, oh, there's In-N-Out. I knew my dad never had that before. So we pull in, get the bag, driving out. on the freeway. I'm like, so what do you think, man? Good stuff, huh? He goes, that tastes like paper. He didn't take the paper off. Like that, they were up at
the second wrapping, like yeah. Out of that, and then there's
yeah.
Paper around the burger.
I was like, hey, Dad, that has paper on it. You gotta, oh, well, no wonder it tastes like paper.
It was a dark car.
Yeah, it was dark. He didn't know it was wrapped twice. It was his first time and in and out. He has no idea. He's a Hardee's guy.
Tastes like paper. Although the other day I did, you know, once again, she was craving the burger, and I knew I wasn't even going to try In-N-Out. So I went online and went on the Habit Grill, ordered all my stuff, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Gave me my time, texted me, your stuff's ready, walk in, everything's prepaid, walked in, grabbed my sack, walk out. It was fantastic.
No one even checked?
What do you mean?
That it's you grabbing your sack and walking out? I mean, what if someone else is went in and grabbed your sack and walked out?
I said, I went to that, here's where all the orders are, and I was like, Heidi, there it is, and that's it. No,
anybody could. I could go up there and go, yeah, I'm Heidi.
I guess so, yeah. You could.
Did I show any ID? Nothing?
No.
I know where I'm going to eat lunch today.
It's fantastic. And
somebody else is going to pay for it.
I didn't have to wait, stand in line, nothing. It was fantastic. Now, if In-N-Out can get that down, I'll get you a hamburger today, honey. But I don't know if they do that.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is what, in 3 days?
Yeah.
We're still counting the day, yeah. Let's see, a little Thanksgiving trivia for you. How well do you think you know the holiday?
Mm-hmm. Frank, I'm feeling pretty confident.
All right. Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November. True or false?
Last Thursday. That's true.
You know nothing about Thanksgiving, Jon Snow. Yeah, most years it is the last Thursday. But
that's, yes.
It's technically the fourth Thursday of the month. The next time November has five of them will be in 2023, so it won't be.
I gotcha. Okay, that was the practice question. Go again.
All right, then. The song Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song. True or false?
Jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, false.
Yeah, that one.
False. I was just trying to think if there was anything Thanksgiving-y in there.
Oh, you suck at this game.
Wow.
It's true. A guy in New England named James Pierpont published it in 1857. He wanted people to sing it on Thanksgiving, but it became associated with Christmas instead.
Yeah, because there's nothing in it about Thanksgiving. We should all sing this on, you know, like Thanksgiving and stuff, but then you've not named anything about Thanksgiving. I mean,
maybe that was a tradition to ride around in a one-horse open sleigh.
Huh.
And that was what you did after Thanksgiving when, you know, you're trying to let your pie settle.
Right.
I don't know. Huh. All right. Here's another one. There were no forks at the first Thanksgiving in 1621.
I'm going to say true on that.
Yes, there were.
There were probably no spoons. I would imagine the fork came along before the spoon did.
The Pilgrims were British and forks weren't popular in England yet. They just use knives, spoons in their hands.
Oh.
You're a witch if you used a fork. You are really horrible at this game.
I'm awful.
You know nothing of Thanksgiving.
And I went in feeling so confident.
The very first TV dinners were made of Thanksgiving leftovers. True or false?
I'm going to go true on that.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
Swanson had a bunch of extra frozen turkey after Thanksgiving in 1953, so they divided it up into 5,000 aluminum trays along with stuffing, potatoes, vegetables, and gravy, and came up with the name TV Dinner.
Yeah.
And each one cost 98 cents.
The TV Dinner. We had many as a kid
growing up. Oh, yeah. I remember loving TV dinners.
Oh, me too. Because it was one night mom didn't feel like cooking or whatever it was, and we got to have a TV dinner, and it was like a treat.
Then you got that molten lava apple pie square.
Mmm.
Like, oh, always burned the hell out of you.
Yeah, so, but you just couldn't wait for it. You're like, I'm eating it first.
Here's another last final trivia question for Thanksgiving, Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Gratiarophobia is the irrational fear of Thanksgiving.
That's true. The gratiarophobia.
Yes, gratiarophobia. And if you have an irrational fear of turkey, it's meliagrisphobia.
Mm.
How could you?
What is the fear?
The fear of turkey?
Well, you fear. I mean, once it's dead and sitting there on the table, what's so scary about it? The cavity, maybe? Going, yeah. Wow, I can see into its body?
I think, yeah, you want to see the turkey already cut all the meat into sections on a platter.
And some, there's two.
Bird headless.
There's two types of families. We were never the family that had the bird on the table ever.
No, never.
Somebody was in the kitchen, usually, you know, dad or grandpa, whoever.
There's the plate of white meat there, and there's a plate of dark right. meat there. And then you go in and you make it, and then you bring that to the table. Maybe other right. stuff was on the table.
The carcass was never on the table.
Never. But in every, like, holiday show, you're like, oh, Mom, what a beautiful bird. What a wonderful jingle bells, jingle bells.
No, because it takes a long time to do that. That's why we're not going to, like, bring it out here and sit down. And okay, now we're going to go cut this for half an hour.
Right. So it's like, done.
Yeah, for the movies. That's the only time you ever bring a turkey out of the table. We spent a lot of time at home this year. It'd be really nice to change how things look. You got your tree up yet? Any kind of Christmas decorations?
No. We do. I just put up my orange accents.
Tree's up.
For fall.
Nothing on it, though. It's pretty lit. So just, lit. Just plug it in.
That's kind of cool.
We don't have any ornaments.
Oh.
Yeah, 70% of people say they're going to decorate the inside of their home for the holidays this year. 42% will decorate the outside. What, not the inside? And no, it's a choice.
You can do both.
Yeah, I think I'm going to run lights on the house this year. Screw the tree.
But really, when you're running lights on the house, that's for everybody else. Like, your inside obviously can't see it. But if you want to feel good, then you want it on the inside. So yeah, you can watch the tree. The
majority of people start the day after Thanksgiving as far as putting up the Christmas tree. But a lot of people this year said, hey,
oh, yeah.
It's up.
Why not? It's 2020. There are no rules. You know, none. Who cares?
We lost our Christmas tree.
What happened?
We went to set it up yesterday. No idea where it is. Nowhere. It's totally gone.
Eric.
I went up in storage and I was up there.
Wait, you moved into a new house. No, you were in that house last Christmas, right?
I was in that house last Christmas. We should have a damn tree. I don't know where it is. I went up there. It's just gone, you guys.
No one's going to come to your house and steal the tree out of the attic.
What is the other explanation?
Maybe
of why
some
the tree
burglars.
Disappeared?
Maybe some burglars took it and they're going to decorate it and they'll show back up decorated.
Oh. The greatest burglars ever.
They did all the work for you.
Yeah, you'll open the door on Christmas Day. It'll be out there.
A Christmas miracle. Mm-hmm.
Where is it, though?
That's odd. If you're in the same house, usually you take it down, you box it up, you throw it up in the attic, and you'll go see it a year.
Yep. Gone. Just gone. So I guess no tree this year.
You have to go get a new one.
No.
No.
Way too expensive right now.
Are you going to Tennessee?
No.
No.
No one's going anywhere.
I didn't know if you were COVID testing to go see your their grandparents.
No, hell no.
All right.
That was negative, by the way, on my test. Nobody cared.
Well, I didn't know it was back yet.
No, you got it back.
Yeah. I did it Saturday morning, got it back yesterday, Sunday. So fast, you guys.
Negative.
Just do it. The more we test and the more negatives come back, the more accurate the rates look.
Then make that number go up.
It would make the...
That 4,000 number, they said that if we hit over 4,000 cases in a day, then we're going to have to close down the eating outside even.
Should make that number go down.
We should raise that number for closing. If more people are getting tested, say, okay, if 10,000 people get it now.
Right.
If more people are getting tested, you can't leave it at 4,000. It's based off a number of people getting tested at the moment back then.
No, yeah. I think it's 4,000 per, like, 100,000. So it doesn't matter how many people get tested. It's a percentage. But it would make that rate change. If we all know we're negative, but if you just go take a test, it took me probably a minute and a half.
Yeah, so it's super easy. Yeah,
and then
sure.
They text me and go, you're negative. Congratulations. The
but
end.
You had to stick the swab up your own nose.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I couldn't go get deep on that. I think I'd just be like,
Yeah, I've had a few tests now, and I didn't have to do it myself.
Can't they just do like an oral swab or something? Why do they got to get so deep in the nasals?
In Tennessee, my dad said his test was oral.
Oh. He's blind. What does he know?
Yeah.
I
went in a Q-tip. and he passed with flying colors.
Some guy named Biff.
A+.
Go ahead and stick this in your mouth.
Mr. Smith.
Why does this thing taste salty?
Now I'm going to move it around a little bit here. I'll let you know when I'm done. Ready. You're done. What?
This one been used already? Tastes like it's been used.
Yeah, just go do it. It's easy.
Yeah. Why not?
For me, I just did it because I wanted to see what it was like, and it was super quick, super easy.
Yeah, I saw a video clip. It was from a cop's cam on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Body cam.
Yeah, giving somebody a woman a breathalyzer.
Oh, no.
And she put her mouth on it and was like,
Like
she was totally moving her head back and forth. Like, that's how she thought you'd blow into stuff. Like, you know. Shut. Yeah, swear to God.
I'm guessing somebody got out of the ticket. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't think she did. No. I don't know.
You know you're drunk when you're pulling that stuff.
Yeah, do we need to look at the readings on here when this woman's working the breathalyzer machine? Probably not.
Jeez.
Yeah, one of the new traditions this holiday season is dropping off surprise presents at people's houses.
We talked about the surprise
alcohol.
People
you know, right? Not surprise the people who don't even know.
Well, I think that'd be a bad idea because it's like, how would I possibly know what you want? I'm like, I'm not even sure who lives there. I've seen a guy go get the mail, but I don't know. Aftershave? What would I? How do you? You gotta. It's gotta be somebody you know.
Yeah. You just drop off presents without ringing the doorbell. Nothing. Just leave it for them in the note.
Well, yeah. There's those Facebook groups where you sign up, and you can have a stranger come by your house. They ring your doorbell. They run away, and you've magically got a present there.
Wow.
Huh.
That Ponzi scheme.
No, oh, you're talking about the Instagram one that all the ladies are doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing called?
I don't remember.
Is it the gifting table?
Oh, something. My wife is like, can we do it? And I'm like, no, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
It is a pyramid scheme. Yeah.
So you guys are not risking having Thanksgiving with your kids and their extended families?
No, doing it at home.
Johnny might. Johnny, are you risking it?
No.
You don't care?
No.
Or you do care?
No, I don't. I don't want to see anybody anyways.
One-third of parents say family get-togethers for Thanksgiving are worth the risk of catching or spreading COVID-19. The family get-together is worth the risk.
I know. Come on.
One-third? One in three parents? Yes, yeah, it looks like everyone's having Thanksgiving there. Well, at least one-third are.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to, but then we just said, I mean, everybody in the family was going to get COVID tested, then self-isolate, and then meet up. But we decided it was just, with everything going on, it's just too...
I think it's very important that children, you know, are allowed to see extended family and share in family holiday traditions despite warnings from top health officials. I mean...
It's like there will be next year.
Who knows? I don't think you can count on anything anymore. Yeah. Will there be next year? Will it be over?
Maybe not.
Maybe the vaccines will hit the market before the end of the year, which would be great. Hooray! Hopefully, then get things back to normal.
Mm.
All right, we got the last final news of the day, Heidi.
Yeah, LA County announced yesterday it's halting dining at restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars for at least 3 weeks. That's going to be starting Wednesday, so I guess if you want to go out and get something, you can do it today and tomorrow. But Wednesday, shutting down. It's obviously because of the surge in coronavirus cases. County officials had earlier warned that if the 5-day average number of coronavirus cases is 4,000 or more, or hospitalizations surpass 1,750 per day, all indoor and outdoor dining will be prohibited. And, well, yesterday we crossed that threshold. Yesterday the cases, 4,097. Now, to reduce the possibility for crowding and the potential for exposures in settings where people are not wearing their face coverings, restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars will only be able to offer takeout, drive-through, and delivery services. And Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantined after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID. Newsom and his wife and their four kids, ages 4 to 11, all tested negative for the virus yesterday. Newsom was notified Friday that a California Highway Patrol member who had contact with three of his children later tested positive for the virus. The CHP, in case you're wondering how would they have contact, the CHP provides security for Newsom and his family. It said that Newsom and his wife Jennifer did not have contact with the officer. The Newsoms were not tested until Sunday based on advice from health professionals to improve the accuracy of the test. I guess give it enough time to get in there and work if it's going to. And there is some exciting vaccine news lighting up the otherwise grim pandemic development. Drug company AstraZeneca said its new vaccine developed with the University of Oxford is about 70% effective, with one of the dosing regimens showing an efficacy of 90%. Now, the UK has already ordered about 100 million doses, and the drug maker will send data to other countries to allow conditional or early vaccine approval. You remember Regeneron, that's the experimental antibody cocktail given to President Trump during his bout with the virus. That received an emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration over the weekend. And across the U.S., places like Nevada and L.A. County are continuing to tighten COVID-19 restrictions as the holiday season begins. As I mentioned, the indoor and outdoor dining is no longer, and health leaders say family gatherings could lead to catastrophic new spread of the disease. And in politics, just real quick, President-elect Joe Biden is set to make his first round of cabinet announcements tomorrow. Anthony Blinken is a longtime foreign policy advisor who served with
Barack Obama and the Clinton administration. He's expected to be Biden's pick for Secretary of State. And former Obama administration official Jake Sullivan is the top contender for National Security Advisor. And Linda Thomas Greenfield, an African-American woman with a long career in foreign service, is likely the pick for UN ambassador. And I just got this breaking news. Joe Biden to nominate the first woman to lead intelligence and the first Latino to run Homeland Security. And he taps John Kerry as climate czar. And a federal judge dealt a blow to the Trump campaign's effort to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's win the presidency on Saturday by dismissing a closely watched lawsuit that sought to invalidate millions of Pennsylvania votes. And that is your news.
Other things happening this week. You got the first of the president-elect's cabinet picks happening tomorrow. You got retailers, Gap, Nordstrom, Best Buy, and Dick's all report Q3 earnings.
Dick's is up?
Dick's could be down.
Oh, we never know.
Going to find out on Wednesday, I guess.
Okay. On hump day.
How Dick's are doing. Yep. The FDA granted emergency use authorization to Regeneron.
Yeah.
That's that stuff you were talking
that
about.
That cocktail.
Guitar Center filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, come on.
I thought people were buying instruments and learning how to play stuff at home. Maybe.
Not in store, they're not. They're just buying them online.
Just buying them online. It sucks. Let's see. And England will end its lockdown as planned on December 2nd and move to a regional system of restrictions. So that's what you got to look forward to this week. Right now, we must apologize to everyone we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
Free sample employees, ski slope testers, Jonathan of Instacart, and Brian Adams.
Short buses, meat fingers, The Undertaker, and Tupac.
Chihuahua fashionistas, geese, snake charmers, and smelly swingers parties.
Fruit knockers, Krispy Kreme, Russian alcoholics, and Dumber University.
The American Music Awards, Tyler Perry, Punxsutawney Phil, and Will Smith's tampon, Alfonso Rivera. No, that's not my opinion. That's
Concert dancers, sailors, the unemployed, and orgasmic meditation. You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 955 KLOS.